hi, good day. Just a short one today. We have this little piggy coming up later on Carl's channel. Who are these podcasts? Go check that out. I haven't rolled this over to January. It is ready to go, but I haven't rolled it over. So this is still December. And we're going to pull one more lucky name to be EP today. This wasn't a planned show. So we'll try to get it on board for tonight and get it updated. I've been swamped, but we've got an emergency breaking situation this morning, and we'd be irresponsible to not get a video out on a cool, chill January Friday, huh? Hit the like button. Tell a dad about it. Tell a dad about it. No short ones. It's going to be a short one. It's going to be a short one. The last one was 6 hours. You don't ever give me credit for the long ones. Also, again, I'm not steel toe. I don't think I have to do 4 hours. We started doing that to goof on steel toe. The waking up at 4 a.m, the 4 hour block. We're going back to radio one day. This is a serious job. Blade. So I get it. But that's not what we're doing today. Look, we had some super chats come in during the steel toe snipe this morning. Chad, nothing gets by Chad. Chad comes into our chat this morning. Verify, check to see if it was the real Chad. Comes into the chat this morning and goes, "This isn't sniping. You're just replaying a show." We know. You and Steel Toe are so insecure that there's no place to chat openly without being banned about what a buffoon and a boob you guys are. So literally, we just open up a show just to have a chat room to make fun of you in. Because you'll ban us. You fucking cuck. Oh, gosh. Nothing gets by Chad. Hey, this isn't a sanctioned snipe. Good job, Chad. Good job. Fuck. Oh, I can't do it anymore. They're too dumb. Can we get Chad's real dad to attend Hackamania 2? Nobody knows where he is. Legalized blow, says James Gartner. Free rackets, says James Gartner. Shit show, says goal. Cynically insane, says, is this real life? Horizontically, which was very funny watching Rocco call him horizontacles. Why KB don't ask Chad, why not lie about her? Who's lying? What Chad's doing to KB is insane. If you didn't see it yesterday, it's so sad. I'm not even allowed to talk about it, really. But what Chad is doing to KB, justice for KB. Hashtag justice for KB. What he's doing to that young woman is fucked up. Like, I won't even say it. If you know, you know. Like, if you're in the chat and you want to send her, like, some flowers or an edible arrangement, you know, some coconut-dipped pineapple, you send it. It's fucked up what Chad is doing to that fucking fan. She was a fan. And for him to do that, it's fucked up. So, yeah, I keep the pressure on Chad about that, you know, about how fucked up that was. Because honestly, like, you could go to jail for that. Like, if, like, you know, we have a lot of fun around here and have a good time. But justice for KB, I agree. Reverend Billy, you're scared of Stuttering John. The cops are protecting you. It's silly. I didn't know. They're protecting me? Oh boy. Today is this is the last one for December. So get lucky. I hope you feel lucky. EFS. I don't know what that stands for. I think I met EFS at Hackamania, maybe? Or DabbleCon? I can't keep it all together. I think that's a real guy, though, that I met. Anyway, EFS. I think it stands for Electronic Fucking Show or something. Here's AP. Oh, no. No sound. Oh, fuck. I gotta get that going again. AP, I'm going to put you right next to KJ. I don't know what's happening anymore. Hit the like button, though, because we're doing it. AP, thank you very much. That's 20 memberships. I think Real gave some memberships. James Gardner gave some memberships. And a few people gave a Skelly Tooth John. I don't even remember. I don't even remember, but during the Steel Toe Snipe, people were giving memberships. So thank you very much for that, everybody who gave. It, raise your hand if you gave a membership, and I'll thank you for them. Here's Dill Dog.
YOLO!
Notice me, Senpai. Notice me.
Giving 10 memberships. That's 30 memberships, and we just started. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Now I gotta go back in history here and look something up real quick. Let's see here. Oh no. I'm not gonna be able to find it. Okay, so I gotta do a little if you missed it, if you don't know what's going on, Aaron Imholt is an emotional bitch. I mentioned this the other day, and I haven't really watched a lot of Aaron. We're really behind on what's going on with Aaron this week, but I want to give you some highlights of stuff that we haven't covered, because I know we went over some clips on the last show, but the obsession with me, and I know, look, I know how crazy that sounds from a guy who A-logs Aaron every day. I understand. I don't mess with this guy's real life. I don't, you know, again, I would never, like, I have no anger or animosity. I've never threatened to beat him up or hurt him or offer wanting to fight this guy. I'm not a fighter. I talked about this the other day. I'm just a giant bit. Like, I've never said I'm running shit or taking anyone down. I'm good at making fun of people and making them real mad. I saw somebody in Kevin Brennan's chat the other day. I think I want this to be my new catchphrase. I'm not even kidding. Somebody in the chat in Kevin Brennan's show yesterday or the day before said, Melton makes him feel. And that guy, I went, oh, that's perfect. That's perfect. Melton makes him feel. I need a jingle. I might have to call upon Brian Landon to get, I need some, Melton makes him feel, you know, I need some sort of like, it's gotta be. Melton making them feel, you know, I want it to have some, you know, let's get a colored or an ethnic on it. let's make them feel. Let's make them feel. I used to say they feel it big. You know what I mean? It's like you pick on a guy for 6 months, like Mersh or something. 6 months of talking about Mersh, and Mersh went and said, Melton's been trying to get at me for years. Whoa, I made him feel it big. You know, I don't even know. They feel it so big. I make them feel. Like it feels like years, doesn't it, Mersh? Aaron has been saying this for half a year. I've been telling you for years, Melton shit. It's like I didn't know who you were until February 2023. So we're just coming up on 2 years. So keep lying to yourself. I made you feel like it was years. I made you feel. So that's the new catchphrase for the show. I make them feel. I make them feel. And one of the sad things about Aaron Imholt and Chad Zumach is that they profess to be like professional broadcasting radio men. And these people should be good at orating. They should be good at using their words to express what they're feeling and get their points across, zing the other guy. You know, Aaron thinks he's like a cool attack guy. For all the lobs at me, like Melton's trying to be Red Bar. It's like, I never worshipped Red Bar. You guys all worshipped Red Bar, self-admittedly. You know, and it's sad, but there is a trail of like broken dudes who were Red Bar fans. Like Aaron Imholt's hurt. He was a big time Kumia fan and a big time Red Bar fan. And now they both like shit on him and he's hurt. You know, literally like heroes turning around and shitting in your mouth. So this guy's like going through it. I don't know what it is. The leftovers of his second divorce / affair with his soulmate. And now he's with his heart song. But I'm making him feel. And lately it's been Melton, 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 Melton. And we're laughing about it. We love it. And it's just been good. He said the other day, like Melton wouldn't hit me if I was right in front of him. And I was laughing with Moody about that because I was just like, why would I hit him? He hates me and wants to hurt me. He wants to physically hurt me because he doesn't know how else to feel. They're so mad they want to hit. Stuttering John, I want to hit. I don't know how to use my words. I'm a writer. I want to hit. And so again, because one of Mubi's primary things is projection, he says out loud on his show, Melton wouldn't hit me if he was here. Yeah, of course I wouldn't. Hey, that's a crime. Also, I have no desire to hit Aaron Imholt. The fuck is wrong with you? I'm not a violent person. But Aaron gets over his skis when he gets emotional. And he's done this several times. And last time was when he offered to fly me out to fight him. To which I immediately accepted, and then he completely scrolled out of it, backed out of it, denied it, and then changed it. To this day, he tells a story that I ran away from that challenge. He didn't even remember the challenge at first, and that's insane. But today he did it again. If you missed it, today he did it again. He was emotional. He was mad at Melton. He was talking about something else, and then he threw it out there that he wants to box. He wants to fight. And again, through projection, he said, like, all you guys want to beat me. I'm your number one enemy. You all want to fucking hit me. You all want to beat the shit out of me. It's like, we don't. Is that how you feel about us? That's unhealthy, dog. He was like, Carl, Rocco, you all want to beat the shit out of me. It's like, we don't. Rocco might. Rocco might actually. No one wants to beat the shit out of you. Are you okay? I'm a comedian. I make fun. Funny. I've never wanted to hit you in my life. I've never wanted to hit you in my life. That's insane. That's insane, Aaron. You're the fighter. You're the big fighter. So I thought it was crazy, but I wanted to make this very clear to everybody. These are spur of the moment, in the heat of the moment, emotional outbursts, these challenges to box. And he doesn't, here's the thing about, you got to realize about Aaron. He's 6'3". He lies and says he's 6'4". But recently it came out because of the court documents that he's 6'3". Now there's plenty of evidence of him saying he's 6'4". He's not. When you're this tall, and I can just tell you this from experience, you don't care. You don't care how big anybody is. You don't care. Like, people ask me, like, how tall is he? He's like, I don't know. Everyone's shorter than me. So I just say, except Stevie Lou, everyone's shorter than me. So I'm not good with height. It's just like, I don't know. How tall were they? Short. And Aaron's got like a bigger frame, I guess. You know, it's hard to tell. But you see him lurching around the ring. You know, he's like a tall, big guy. So if he's 230 pounds, he's not used to people not being like, he's a big imposing guy. And I can just tell you, when you're that big, you like think people are scared of you. You just do. You do. Now, I don't think people are scared of me, but I am aware that, like, I don't get fucked with like smaller people get. I never felt unsafe walking around New York City at night on the subway or anything. I used to have a joke about it. Like people look at me like they look at a car with the club installed. They're just like, I'll get the next one. It's why would you risk it? They don't know that I'm not tough or strong or a linebacker. You know, I don't know. So they just go, yeah, I'll wait for a smaller target. So I think when Aaron throws out these challenges, part of it is he don't expect people to say yes. And both times that I've said yes, immediately he's started backtracking and backpedaling. And that's what we're going to see today. Now, I do want to watch a little bit of this because this is last time, and Fearless cut most of this together, I think, if not all of it. But this is a clip on NLO Clips called Tar to the Rings. And this just to give you an idea of how this guy gaslights and how quickly he does it. This is last, I think this was August, July, somewhere around then.
I'd punch him, a rack of ribs would fall out of his asshole. But then again, that's like beating up a retarded kid. But anytime he ever wants it, I'm right here. Sparring, by the way, I'll fly him out. Challenging people to boxing matches is fucking gay, first of all. But anytime he ever wants it, I'm right here. Challenging people to boxing matches is fucking gay, first of all. But anytime he ever wants it, I'm right here. That would be unfair. I would feel bad.
Like, me just out?
Bloodies
and I accept. I accept. He just said he would fly me out to spar. I accept.
There's dates.
Where do we do it? How do we set it up? I accept. I've never boxed in my life. I accept. Mostly because I don't think he has the money. But I accept. He said, I'll fly him out. I'll fly him out to spar. I accept. Where do we sign? Where do we? What? Yeah. So now if he doesn't do it, he's a pussy. I accept. Get word to him. When do we do September? I'm in. When do we do it? How do we do it? What? I accept. I don't want to wear gloves or helmets or I don't know how it works. Do you wear diapers? What do you do? I accept. Oh my God, I got to get these toothpicks in shape. There's no muscle in these things. I really got to get it. I got to figure it out. I accept. How do we do it? I'm crying. Anytime you want it. He said anytime you want it. And then he made a fist. He goes, anytime he wants it, I'm here. It's like, okay, I'm in. He goes, we'll fly him out. We will? I accept. How do we do it? Holy shit. Make that happen. I'm in. Just to cost him $1,000. I'm in. I need a hotel for one night and a flight. I'm in. Okay. Like, where do we go from here now?
Yeah. I would tell Fatboy that he can get his ass over here if he's so gung-ho. If he's too broke to get over here and that's what he's going to use as his excuse to back out, I'll pay my way, you pay yours, fat boy. I will harm you. Oh, you'll be so badly hurt.
Okay, so I'll fly you out, and then it's like, no, you pay your own way or you're backing out of my challenge. It's like he starts changing it immediately.
It would be fun, but it would be sad after about 30 seconds. He would whimper. He would cry. It would be really bad. But then again, he's kind of a whore. And so he would do it and cry and then just go on the next day for his double-digit IQ audience and go, no, I didn't cry. I didn't cry at all. It's kind of par for the course.
He's a big meanie. He just beat up on me.
Big meanie and he beat up on me. Oh, it would be fun and sad both at the same time. Oh, to watch the excuses after too. Yeah, I heard that Joe guy wants it too. All of them. They act like I don't do this on a regular basis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now you're going to...
By the way, he hasn't done one fight since then. Let the record show he hasn't boxed since this in August 2023.
Old world knows I'm a better broadcaster than you are. Now they're going to know I can kick the shit out of you? You got some weird W's in your quiver, pal.
Not a good look, Melton. I can't. It's exactly what I've told you. It's exactly how it played out. And during the show, Mooby got so offended and riled up and aggressive that he lashed out. Now, he does this all the time. It's, God, the lack of self-awareness over there is so crazy because he's not a strong guy. He's not a tough guy. Every boxing match he touches, he loses, you know. He posted a picture last night of shoes he has with blood on them. I guess he's spotting. You know, this is like a noodly fucking idiot who thinks he's like a physical aggressor. And it's like you literally look like Gumby if he couldn't see and or stand. So, Gumby with less structural integrity, if that's possible. And he lets it slip yesterday towards the end of the show while we were watching live. He's going on this fantasy. You know, Chad does these too. This is what idiots do. They fantasize about beating up their enemy. You know, this is a guy, I want to be very clear. Aaron Imholt is terrified of me. not in a joking way or a hyperbolic way. Aaron Imholt has watched me ruin and completely de-weaponize his entire persona. Just like
this is 5 months in.
The idea that Chad is a mud shark who's gonna get you is laughable now. You know, everybody hears about Chad and they just go,
this is days before the first Atlantic City.
Pull anything off or stick to a plan or have a brain. Right. Right. So in the same way nobody takes Chad seriously or the Mud Shark brand seriously, Aaron Imholt's blue collar world of Steel Toe morning show and boogly boo morning goo, it's coming crashing down hard.
All right, I want to just hear Aaron lie. Melton's so long winded. This guy sucks.
Oh, okay. It
depends. But I do rob.
I got beat earlier. He got me. I know you can't afford to come. I don't know what he was like in school. I don't know if he was a bully or he got bullied. But listen to the cope. He probably got beat up a ton in school. It's like, why are you thinking about my school days?
He's obsessed with kids.
Whining and kvetching probably comes from us pointing out something that is remarkably obvious. But I do like that it hurts his feelings so much.
So he's talking about me being fat. And what he's saying is every time we point out that he's fat, his feelings get hurt. Just Aaron, please.
Fat guy. Does he not know he's a big fat guy? Like,
do you know what I mean? Like, this is such a straw man. It's like,
They literally, like, they're having a conversation with themselves. I'm sorry to keep pausing. They're going, Melton's a big fat guy. Does he not know? Oh, my God, he doesn't know he's fat. So they just made up this fact? In what world do I not know I'm fat? In what world do I not... It's fat wreck. I'm just nerd.
Fall out of his asshole. But then...
How would that even work?
And, like, with little toothpick cancer arms and tiny little legs? Oh, my God.
How would that even work? I have toothpick arms and legs, but I'm morbidly obese.
Punch him, a rack of ribs would fall out of his asshole. But then again, that's like beating up a retarded kid. But anytime he ever wants it.
Okay. So I'm saying, okay, I'm saying yes.
I'm right here. Sparring night tonight, by the way. I'll fly him out. That would be unfair. I would feel bad. Like, just as he blood.
I'll fly him out. That would be unfair. I'm accepting.
Ferguson, he's like, go. And I want to do my best to do well in life. So I haven't heard it, but the lovely and talented Muttering Jay on Twitter was following this. And he's like, go. I hate steel toe.
This is the voice he does whenever someone's making a good point. As if anybody ever starts talking like that. It's like, are you doing your impression of vomiting up eggshells over the trash? Because no one starts like that. Like, even if you're, like, making fun of a guy you don't like. Do you think Aaron talks like that? I'll fly him out. No, it's just, I'll fly him out. Okay, I accept. I never said that. That's my impression of Aaron.
He's a piece of shit. And I guess he said that Fatty Patty Three Seats was, who, by the way, is running from a boxing match now.
I'm running from, like, do you understand? Do you understand how insane you have to be to arrive at that and tell your fans that? Like, how would you even loosely twist it into that? He's running from a boxing match with me. What? I'm trying to cut you. You literally keep going like, nah, never mind. That's you. You keep going like, forget about it.
Against me. He's like, oh, Aaron said he'd fly me out. I don't think I did, but.
Right, right. Are these all still W's? I can't tell. Are these all still, I look like an idiot? It's hard for me to remember. Am I the liar? I'm flabbergasted. I'm sorry I had it so confused. He never said that.
But if I did, let's just get this out of the way. That was a mistake and a dumb thing for me to.
Oh! Right! You were clouded by anger and emotions. Because you knew we were going to pass you.
This was when we were going to pass him at 10,000 subscribers. And he was losing his mind. Yeah, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have. That was in the moment. I lied.
Panicking because you knew you had to get off the air and go buy 100 subscribers so that you didn't get embarrassed. You were emotional in the middle of a show. You made up a thing about how you made me cry by calling me fat because I didn't know. Remember when you made that up? And then you said you'd fly me out for a fight. And then when that backfired, you know, because you expected me to go grow up. No, a boxing match? Okay. With a loser who's never won a boxing match? Okay, I'm in. And then you go, I never said that. He's running from a fight with me. Right, 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 right. I mean, to be in his chat, or as I call it, another simulation, like to be over in his chat and get all these alternative facts would be just a vacation.
To say, get your ass out here, I'll kick the shit out of you. It's that.
You know what I mean, too? It's like, he'll never, okay, win. Set it up. Set it up. And now it'll be like, oh, yeah, right. I'll get my own way out there. I'll get a sponsor. We'll handle it. Don't worry about it. Set it up. Now what?
Right. This is the problem.
What's your record? I don't know how to do it.
The minute you give in to all his demands, he moves the goalposts again.
I'm unfamiliar with how to lace up the gloves. Is that my record? I'm in. Now set it up. Set it up for a month from now. Set it up for 3 months from now. I don't care. Set it up. Now what you're... Now who's running from? I can't wait to hear today what you... we wouldn't lower ourselves to do... I'm in. Let's go. Let's go.
They're both like, oh, I want to box steel toe. So I said the same thing. Well, boys, I box every Thursday. I mean, if you want to get your ass out to Minnesota... I'll take it easy on you, and we'll beat you up a little bit. And then out come the excuses. Oh, no, you have to fly us out there. No, I never said I wanted to box you. I'm like, first of all, challenging people to boxing matches is fucking gay. It really is. It's super, super gay. But if I'm going to be there anyway, and it's something I do as a hobby already, come on, you know, don't talk about it. You sound gay when you talk about it. Just come out and do it. So now that you've got the 10,000 thing yesterday, then you've got the boxing thing yesterday, and you know, you saying that it's pro wrestling, it has to be, because if it's not pro wrestling, how do all these people not die of shame?
They don't.
Weekly says Melton said he would pay his own way. All you have to do is set it up. Well, he needs to get in touch with me if we're going to set the thing up. But you don't need to set it up. Just come to the St. Cloud Downtown Boxing Club on Thursday nights. I'll be there. I'm basically holding court in the ring. I go through 10, 11 rounds of sparring with guys. He can even jump in at the end when I've gone through all the actual good fighters. And I'll smack him around then, too. I mean, all he's got to do is stop those little gums flapping, which you'd think would burn more calories than they do. It's remarkable, actually. It should be a science experiment. All he's got to do is stop flapping those gums, stop throwing food into it, take a 5-minute break, get out here, and we'll do it. But he does, guys, what you have to learn about him, and you probably know this if you're a fan of us, but if you're a fan of his, you have an IQ that's at Forrest Gump level right here. He's going to have to go to a special school. He never tells the truth about anything. He lies constantly. He projects terribly. He's just a wounded, hurt, bullied fat kid who never got older. Where he kind of choked on his own dick again, where he goes, I would box steel toe. And then he repeats it 19 times to cover 30 minutes of content because he's remarkably untalented. He goes, I'm going to box steel toe. He talks like he's eating.
Boy, them poor little toothpick arms aren't going to last. Yeah. Sorry.
And then I said, well, yeah, fucking get down here. Well, you got to fly me down. I'm like, no. Get down here. And then
So now 3 days later, he's telling the story. I challenged him to boxing. Then he said, yeah, let's do it. Get down here. And then he said, you got to fly me out. And I was like, what? I mean, he's already rewritten it.
Finally, I went, if you're going to be a crybaby about it, find a flight. Send it to me, and then when you get here, because I don't think he has the balls to come down here and do it. I go, when you come here and we do the thing, then I'll reimburse you because you're going to be too hurt to go and actually walk your ass to the into the airport and move. You're going to be fucked up.
So when he issued the challenge, he said, come, I'll take it easy on you. I won't hurt you. I'll just smack you around a little bit. I'll teach you some things. Then he gets it. Then you see the anger and the emotion that I'm talking about, because he goes, I'm going to fuck you up. You're going to be hurt. When you watch this morning's, I'm not even shitting you. This is going to blow your mind, because we're going to go through this morning's in a minute. On this morning's, he said, I won't even hit back. I won't even do anything. I'm not going to hurt you. Just smack me around. 2 minutes later, he said, I'm really going to hurt Patrick Melton. Like, he's going to be really hurt. Do you know the plan? I don't think you know the plan. You just said you weren't going to hit or hurt anyone. And then you're like, he's going to be bleeding and won't be able to walk. Oh. All right.
And now, total radio silence on that. So,
you know,
again, challenging people to boxing matches is...
So his offer has come up any Thursday. Just let me know.
Fucking gay, first of all. But if you're going to do it, I'm going to say, okay, let's do it. And then he keeps finding ways to try to back out. And then after he backs out, he goes, oh, it was never serious anyway. It's like,
well, yeah, maybe he wants you to spar with him when we're in Vegas sometime.
Hey, when I come to Vegas, I'll drag your ass to either the Mayweather Boxing Club. I'll drag you to Joey. What is it? Joey Vacos or something?
I would rather not.
City. We'll go to City Gym. We can spar. We'll get you your what do you call it? Your USA Boxing insurance, and we'll do the thing. You don't have to pay a dime. I know you're missing your money.
No, you're not paying for it. He's going to be all in if he's going to spar with you.
I know you don't have any money. I guess your wife's leaving you is what... Somebody said it's projection. His wife is actually leaving him.
It's the same thing Steel Toe does. We go after Melton, and then he's like, too many L's. I've taken too many L's. I don't want any part of this. And then we're like, yeah, well, you shouldn't have messed with Steel Toe. Case closed. It's like... Play the clip of me doing that. Wouldn't it be so much more damning to play a clip of me going like, whoa, so many L's. I don't want any of Aaron Imholt. But no, every clip is me going, bring it, pudgy. I don't know how to box and you do. Let's fight. You said you were going to fight me. Let's fight. Those are the clips. But you, in your mind, the clips are, Melton didn't want any. So that's what she has to do too. And then he gets offended every time we call him a fat ass. It's like, I do? Fuck. News to me?
Yeah, I forgot about it. I didn't even catch that. His wife's leaving him? What happened? What happened? Who knows what's going on? Melton's wife's leaving him? That's rough for him. What happened 4 months later? What happened?
The only reason they picked me... is because it would upset other people. I'm only used as a pawn in that world. I'm never used as... It's never actually about me. It's all about who will be upset that I was mentioned. So it's not a reflection of talent, believe me.
He can make up anything and just tell you that's the way it happened. Yeah, we told Patrick we want to... we're in for his boxing challenge, and then he's just like, oh no, I didn't mean it. And he ran away. It's like, what? Can we see the footage of that? You don't need to.
By the way, Corn Diff paid $5 this morning on Rumbling Friday to have Aaron Imholt play this. And he brought the clip up 2 times. People kept asking him, why aren't you playing it? Because he started delaying it. And then he said, you know what? I'm not going to play this. I'll send you your money back, Corn Diff. And of course, he's not sending the money back to Corn Diff. Corn Diff tweeted him his Venmo. Corndiff, have you gotten the money? The $5 back? Of course not. Aaron told people it was an edited video that Melton put together full of Melton lies. That's what Aaron told his audience. No refund yet, says Corndiff. Why wouldn't you play a video that's heavily edited where Melton lies a lot? And why does Melton want to play it? Why does Melton want to play the video full of Melton lies? Fuck. The Dabbleverse is confusing, man. Aaron doesn't want to play a video full of my lies?
He acknowledged that I'm tougher than him and I'm a better boxer, and he ran away. And he said, oh.
I believe I said, let's get you out here. Not, I will buy you 3 plane seats, fatso. Get his wife to up his allowance. He said, let's get you out here. No, you said, I'll fly him out here. And unless you're a pilot, I think that means... you'll pay for my ticket. Like when I said I'll fly you out for Hackamania. That means I'll pay for your travel.
Oh no, Steel Toe's beating us again. I can't stop getting my L's. It's like, I did? Fuck, I must have been sleep casting again. Any footage of that at all where I'm having the breakdown? No. That doesn't exist. Look elsewhere.
He's the only guy who never shows you a tweet, never shows you a video.
Here's another tweet where Aaron says, I was challenged and I accepted. You remember the, you all remember the clip at the beginning with Aaron yelling, I accept, I accept, I accept, laughing when I issued the challenge? That is what we're dealing with. This is what we're dealing with. Like, just a guy who isn't in reality. Aaron says, I was challenged and I accepted. That's where Aaron's at. Sorry if that's not the answer you were looking for, just the truth. Now listen to these new stipulations. Remember, it was, I'll fly him out anytime he wants it. I said, I accept. He goes, no, you fly yourself out here. I'm going to hurt you so bad. Come any Thursday night. Just show up at my ring, and I'll, after I get done with all the other guys, I'll do you. Pun intended. Now listen to these new stipulations. Now this is September 27th. This is a month later. Do you remember him saying this ever before? Get your USA boxing license, doctor physical, and then you'll be cleared to compete. He probably didn't even know that part. I'm good to go. So it went from, we'll fly him out to fight, to just come any Thursday, to get licensed, get a physical. I was challenged and I accepted. That's what Aaron Emholt said. It's fucking hilarious. You know, he'll show you video of like retards that he's making fun of, but he won't show a video. Here's another one. Now Joe has the back of his threat to box me. Him and Patty come out here, 2-on-1 tag boxing match. I'll wear 18-ounce gloves. They can wear 12. They brought it up. put your money together, fly coach, and get your ass out here. So now, again, I brought it up. I brought up the boxing. Melton can't stop challenging people to boxing. Remember that night I went in the middle of the night and put my mouthpiece in and paced around a ring? Waiting for an internet bully to come beat me up? Oh, wait, that was Aaron.
Tell you what Melton did. He'll tell you what somebody in the chat did and how he won. He never will show the interaction. Does he ever pull up his tweets and show his... No. He can't.
Here's another tweet by him on August 31st. He's scared and backed down. I hope he accepts our offer to fight. I would hurt him badly, and he knows it. Now, he offered... Because later you said that you were challenged and accepted. Now you're saying I didn't accept. I would hurt him badly, and he knows it. I slaughter locals like Fatty Patty. He's been wrecking me for years, guys.
And he's getting owned over on Twitter constantly all day. 3 likes on every fucking post. On every post. Unless it's about Chrissy Mayer. So keep living in this world where you're running shit. I mean, it just...
It's like I tell these internet guys all the time.
Don't tell them. You have horrible advice.
Steel Toe is seeing like what some of this other stuff. He's trying to emulate certain things and it's just not working. He doesn't have it. You know, he doesn't
have that spunk.
Right. And he also doesn't know how to be mean and make it look like you're not being mean. You know what I'm saying? There's a fine line. It's a gift.
Yeah.
And also, you can't sit there and say someone's going to fight and then deliberately fucking lie about it. I'm not fond of that at all, man. So I really lost a lot of respect for Steel Toe after seeing him directly fucking lie about it. I don't like that shit at all. That's not cool.
Off we go. Gino Bisconti's Airborne Herpes Bump says, what's your fucking problem with me today, Aaron? I just gave you some good advice.
Gino Bisconti's Airborne Herpes Bump.
Well, where is it? Hold on. I'm sure you and Melton can get on a happy punch card. They will promote two dorks off the internet to fight. I mean, look, you book me in anything, I'll take the guy to the hospital. But he doesn't want to. He wants to cry and whine. And then when I call him out on it, he wants to throw fits. That's kind of how his thing works. It's just, he's boring.
Classic
Always
Melton.
Ready with $199. Says, why run from Melton and lie about it? Oh, you are desperate. I really hope you get smarter as you get older, because if that's the hill you're dying on, oof, I feel bad for you, pal. That is an
look how much more hair he had even 2 years ago. Holy shit. Even 2 years, that's a big difference.
Ugly, ugly existence. I don't know if I should laugh at a guy like that or feel sorry for him. Well, but just, I think it's a little bit of both.
Even just the name, like Megamind, like we're two very attractive people. So, I mean, you're really reaching here, but.
This is what's crazy. This is how dumb they are. I don't know who Megamind is. I'm too old. I don't know what that, I know it's a cartoon of something. I missed that. I'm too old. So it wasn't me who came up with Megamind. I've never called there ain't a tape of me calling you Megamind, because that isn't a reference in my Rolodex. Like, I know what it is. Like, obviously I know what it is, like the gray alien looking guy with the big head. But like, I don't even know what that's from. Nickelodeon? Is that a Disney character? I don't have a fucking clue. Was that part of the Pocahontas trilogy? So they've mixed up their enemies so much that now they're attributing an insult to me that I definitely didn't come up with, because I don't know what Megamind is. But they're so angry and clouded. Again, it's all emotion with these people. They're really hurt. I make them feel. Melton makes them feel. I don't know. We'll work on it. My mama making them feel. Is that a good one? I don't know. Send in your submissions. But yeah. And another thing, don't call me Megamind. I'm very attractive. It's like, I'm not. Okay. April, I'm sorry that you guys are so deluded. I'm the guy who didn't sexualize you and go on and on about your appearance. There's one video about the forehead thing. There's one. But it's only because my wife brought it up. She told me like the tricks you're doing with your hair to hide your giant head. And I was like, women are brutal, man. Oh, God, Megamind. As if.
She said it. Sorry.
It's the truth. Like, people are going to look at our very lovely wedding photos as being the fucking Megamind. And, ugh.
No one's ever looking at your wedding photos again. I hate to tell you, no one's ever looking at you. People look at our wedding photos. They don't.
Yeah. This hot bitch with a tattoo. What a tragedy.
Megamind.
This hot bitch with a tattoo. A smelly pussy house.
And I just want to say this.
Oh.
Look what I made you do.
Yeah. I mean,
look what I made. I don't go to your channel and do it. You got to come here and do it to me.
And he's been here a while.
Remember,
the logic of that. I don't go to your channel and do it. You got to come here and do it to me. I don't do a show to anyone. I just do a show. You actually do have to come to the channel here to see it. Like, this is going to blow your mind. I don't come to your channel and do my show to you. You're obfuscating the fact that you come over to my channel and I'm a make you feel. That's what's funny about that.
Kiddo, I made you do that. Sorry. And I know that this smile and that arrogance and everything is part of the reason you hate me. And that's also part of the reason I play it up so much.
It's like you guys talk about with the Aaron Imholt interview. It's like, I don't need to watch it. If Aaron Imholt did an interview, it's not a real interview. If Aaron Imholt went on with somebody, it's because he thinks he can control them, not have to answer real questions,
and can play it all off like he's.
All right, so that's pretty much it. That's how the whole the thing went down. And then, of course, this morning, oh my God, it's just too good. It's just too good. Let me refresh. Rumble days. So sad. The Snipe stream I deleted had more views than his Rumble show. All right. Bink!
In certain extreme situations.
I'm just so grateful that we're in a spot now that we weren't.
If a Clipper wants to make a Melton cut, I know Real Media Player did a cut of the Meltons. Today's a great day. Holy shit. He couldn't, like, he's going to have a tough time making his cool new clips out of this show because literally he couldn't get through a news article without going like, this looks like if Patrick did that. This looks like if Melton were, doesn't this remind you of Melton's, like it was Melton on the brain. I had to ask somebody to open up a window so I could get some fresh air in that head of his. I'm living in there. It's claustrophobic. It's not, it is roomy. But it's not big. There is a lot of space. But I've had better.
In, say, 6 months ago, when shit was going crazy. And that, because there's going to be weeks where on an evening show, you're going to have a little $50, $60 miss. Morning show, you're going to have a $50, $60 miss. You go, hey, got a little half hour off. Get them next time.
Starting the day with Cope about missing goals. I love that. Always a good way to start. April! 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 Never getting old. Chad got to pay plane ticket and guests. He's quivering. He's quivering. I don't know if that's true. I do think Chad wants to go to Florentine's party. And this is a way to pay for it. And now we know that there's 65 tickets available. He said 80, so I don't know why he's cutting it off at 65. He's talking like he's Ticketmaster. He's like, we may release more. Okay, Chad. Keep us posted, buddy. Why wouldn't you just sell the 80? So, like, I think it's just a way for him to get $600 to pay for his plane ticket. And get a ride to Jim Florentine's house. Because that's all Chad really cares about. Staying relevant with a guy who works him twice a year. No, I got to go to Jim Florentine's house for his party. Right. So 65 tickets is $1,300 between him and Blade. If you didn't catch the news yesterday, Chad and Blade were doing a work. I hadn't watched Blade's show. And, I figured out what's wrong with him. His eyes are too far apart. It makes him look a little Asian. But his eyes are way too far apart. That's what it was putting everybody off a little, making everybody a little queasy. And they didn't know why watching him. But when Kevin played it on his show, the clip of Blade, and I love that everyone's calling him Blade now. It'll be great. It's cool, and it's about time he gets that respect, you know? But, you know, Blade told Chad and Kevin that Soft Weekly was lying to me and working him. By the way, that's optimal. No, Soft Weekly's telling Melton that Blade is going to sabotage the event and fuck over Chad and Kevin. But he really loves Chad and Kevin and thinks they're cool and is going to help with the show. Got me. No. He's MLC's dope. That real fuck. You sticking it to me. You're either sabotaging them and it's going to be hilarious, or you're not sabotaging them and you're going to help put on a cool MLC with Chad and Kevin. Cool. I what do I, you know, who cares? I really care where Blade's loyalties lie. All of it's great. All of it's great. Doom released a clip 15 minutes before MLC yesterday about me doing, you know, hyping this all up as Kevin's comeback show. And Kevin pretends like it doesn't get to him. He's like, it's my comeback show. It's not. Who cares? I'll just leave. It's no big deal. And then for the rest of that show, every 2 minutes, he didn't know who Soft Weekly and Blade were, and he couldn't stop mumbling it. Soft Weekly and Blade? My comeback show. Chad, did you hear about this? Melton. And then he would be scrolling on clips, and they would just mumble. And Melton's going to tell me this is my comeback show? It's like, yeah. Yep. And then he named the show my comeback show. Yeah, I did it. I did it. I wormed my way into your old feeble brain, and now you can't stop thinking about it. You're mumbling to yourself every 2 minutes. And Melton's going to tell me it's a comeback show. What does he mean? And now it's just rattling around your head. Fuck, is it? Is this my comeback? I guess it kind of is, but maybe I won't do a show at all. And then I won't have to worry about a comeback. But maybe that's what Melton's trying to get me to do. Now, quitting is better because if I do the show and it sucks, and that's going to... Fuck! What does Melton want me to do, and how do I do the opposite? Bah! And now Melton's going to tell... Yes! I've got you all... You none of you know what's going on. And I was telling people, again, you can... We talk about the game plan out loud. Is it to cause confusion and chaos? Absolutely. You know, I'm like a comet. I come in, I make a mess, and I just blast right through, shoot out the other side. People in the chat, this is what Melton wants. I don't even know what I want. I don't even know what I want. I know one thing I want. I want Kevin to not be able to stop thinking about how this is his comeback show. And I can say that out loud. Kevin, yes, my whole thing is to make you paranoid and freaking out, like, about will people consider this your comeback show? That's the plan. But I know you're too dumb, paranoid, and early onset ridden to be able to do anything about it. You can't stop thinking about it if you tried. Good luck, you old fuck. Like, it's like Chad. You can tell Chad everything he's doing wrong. You can tell Aaron everything they're doing wrong. They're not going to change anything. It doesn't matter. Like, there's no... They can't learn or adapt. It's fine. It's fine. Just tell them the plan. There's nothing you can do to this Atlantic City show that's going to make it good or bad. It's going to be exactly what it is. And the fact that these guys are so confident they have time to come up with works, like, fine, no live stream, lets you know that they think they've got it. They think they got it handled. They told everybody the whole point was to put on a show and show you how easy it was to do a flawless show. And that's what they're going to do. And they've got so much extra time on their hands that they're coming up with fake pranks. No, I knew when Chad was going, like, you win, Rocco and Melton, you win. I was like, okay, this feels. And then when I saw, I don't really know Win by Two, but when Kevin started playing the clip of him going, like, I just found out about this today. I was like, okay, well, this guy's acting because it was so over the top. And by the way, you can go back through on the Discord. I was like, okay, I feel like this is rough. So then Chad comes on and goes, yeah, it was just a work. It was just a work. I was just trying to get to Melton. You got to me. We canceled the suite. I unpacked my laptop. I guess we weren't going to do a snipe. Fuck. You got me. I wasn't even going to bring my podcasting equipment. Now I got to repack it all a month out. Good one. Moves freaking because Nick close to freedom and talking. You won't believe what I got coming up.
I absolutely remarkably love glazing my biscuits with white gravy, as it were, if you will.
Yes. Hey, man, if you want to come out Vegas, bury the hatchet and maybe have some fun with people, free ride on me. Just let me know, no strings attached, just show up and hang.
Oh, so you want to fucking fight me, Patrick? Okay, right. You got it. Not just right. You. Bring three of your friends too. Oh, if Mercury isn't aligned with Venus while the moon is in retrograde, deals off, bitch.
But that there's truth in that. I mean, there's no animosity in me. I don't want to fight anybody. This is all fun and good times. This isn't real life. That's exactly what it boils down to. Do you want to come out and bury the hatchet free of charge? I'll handle everything. You might even make a little money. No, bitch. You want to fight? Okay. No, I don't want to fight anymore. I don't trust you. That's what happened this morning. I swear to God.
You know why they call me Spider? Because I leave ropey, gooey webs all over that ass.
Okay.
Peter Parker, I'm Peter Plowher on God Better Ask Somebody.
How does that work? Does he get on a step stool to bang Stabby C or what? I'm going to ask Joey this when we go to court. Tonight's podcast, stupid, is April Still Ricada's human fleshlight or nah? Seems like nah, I think. Not sure. I'm not really involved. Unbanned Doom, please, Mr. Melton. Thanks. Yeah, I meant to. Sorry, I just didn't.
TV's Will Heron is a very, very, very gay man in the closet. Para bailar la bamba.
Para bailar la bamba. Is this funny to me still or no?
Patrick said he'd mail me a shirt. I'm cold.
Oh, God. I don't think it wins, but it was funny last night.
TV's Will Heron is a very, very, very gay man in the closet. Para bailar la bamba.
50 motherfuckers. Dollars tickle me. Tukey says happy payday. Thanks for a week of great shows. Thank you.
Hello, exactly.
Thank you, tickle me, Tukey. Appreciated. Giroux, let's go. Riffing with Giroux tomorrow at noon on Fatty Remids. If I see a capital FP, it's Fatty Patty.
My favorite part of the chicken wing is flossing my hiney with the feather.
It's a heady one.
My favorite part of the chicken wing is flossing my hiney with the feather.
Is this the meme now that she just eats chicken wings and finds uses for the parts?
Semen is full of tadpoles.
What was that?
Semen is full of tadpoles.
Semen is full of dadpoles. You got unlucky on how that rendered out, I think. Jenna Lynn, member for 14 months. Melton makes them feel instead of love that chicken at Popeye's. Melton makes them feel. None of the syllables don't worry. I see what you're doing. Richard Lucas, member for 8 months. Always thinking about cock, that Aaron. Probably. Talmudic Ray DeVito. Moobs absolutely pwned you. Don't box him. You will get embarrassed. Fuck. Nice podcast, stupid. Win by Two is running a triple cross on KB and Chad, and they'll never see it coming. From what I understand, he's not. It seems like he thinks this is dope and cool and his chance to climb the ladder. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's just like, I can't wait. I can't wait to see what happens. Omega Wolf, member for 5 months. Remember when Aaron could at least still lie to himself because April could no longer fake it? The quiet hours when he is alone are what forced him to take back SP. He can't even stand himself. Yeah, remember when she used to have to tell him, like, I'm going to go home. It's okay to miss me. And he had to teach us all that. Like, I learned that it's okay to miss a person. Oh, cool. What are you, 37? Tina T, member for 5 months. Hello, all been on long self-discovery shit for the last 4 months. 9 countries and I'm back. Is Aaron still Aaroning? Yes. Prince Grotz, member for 4 months. I apologize for paying steel toe today. How may I atone? $50 should do it, I guess, and then we'll let it go.
Semen is full of tadpoles.
See the difference?
Semen is full of tadpoles. Semen is full of tadpoles.
Yeah. You just got to play with it. You know, you got to learn to play it like an instrument.
Bring those big retarded tits over here, girl.
Oh, no. Spider keeps biting me.
Bring those big retarded tits over here, girl.
Bring those big retarded tits over here, girl.
Oh, no! Spider keeps biting me!
Okay, that might be my favorite one now. That might have just beaten this.
Cool Cat loves you horizontally.
That might be my number one now. Bring those big retarded tits over here, girl.
Bring those big retarded tits over here, girl.
Oh, no! Spider keeps biting me!
Oh, God. Look at this freeze frame, by the way. I love that. Okay.
So thank you, guys. You guys are fantastic. Some of you were watching after the show and off the air, and you said, I feel like I'm going to throw a few bucks. Biggest ones were Katie and Nick the Milkman. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You guys are amazing. You're a great audience. And Burnside.
Nick the Milkman or Milk the Nick Man? You know what I'm saying?
You'll get your opportunity, buddy. I promise. You and I, we're like, we're doing a fun little thing. You and me.
That sums up Aaron Imholt. His entire train of delusion. Like, nah, I'm in on it. Everyone's making fun of me, but I'm part of it. It's like, you're not. You're not. I was watching a clip. I shouldn't say this. People are deluded. I can't say what I want to say so badly because I just want to move on. People have their heads up their ass. They have no fucking clue what's going on. I watched a clip last night of something, and it's thick. It's fucking thick. And you need to know that about me.
Dude, I just have a weird feeling about Rumble Friday today. I have a feeling we're going to get, I feel like Vadam's going to be on one. He's been talking all week like he's going to.
So this is like calling someone out at the beginning of the show who you need to give big. This is like when I can make Baumert give me $100. It's like I hold a switchblade up to his neck and take his lunch money. Hey, Baumert, give me $100. You know, just pathetic.
Gonna be on one. I'm
so he's calling it out. Vadam's gonna give money. Vadam.
I'm rooting against what is it? K-pop. I'm really hoping it's not K-pop. But you know, we can neutralize that. We can neutralize it with cold hard cash. Streamlabs, PayPal, actually, Rumble Rants, of course. There's the links in the chat for clips and how it works. Oh, there he is. Vadam's already in the chat here on Rumble Friday. Remember, Rumble Friday, we got a lot of news to talk about. We got a lot of breaking stuff we've got to cover. I think John Fetterman's going to be a Republican by the end of the year. We've also got...
What does he think this show is? God, we got so much stuff today. We got the latest on John Fetterman.
Anna Kasparian moving to the right. We got the Wildfires are gay. The coach of Notre Dame was...
The Wildfires are gay.
Awesome last night. And I think it sounds like the Vikings and Rams game is getting moved. It's going to be a Viking home game. They're not going to U.S. Bank Stadium, but I'm saying, like, with what's going on in L.A., And with the way Vikings fans travel, it's going to be a home game, if what I'm reading is to be believed.
You heard it regurgitated here first.
Vikings are going to be at home in Arizona against L.A. Now,
that doesn't even make sense. That doesn't even make sense. Dude, Vikings at home. In Arizona.
There's also, believe it or not, a lot of Minnesota snowbirds down in Arizona. Arizona and Florida, you got Minnesota snowbirds. And they'll probably come out to the Vikings game.
So, that makes it a home game.
So I think that if they really have moved this to State Farm Field in Arizona, I think the Vikings caught a massive break. God, finally... Looking out for the Minnesota Vikings.
Did the wildfires start before we lost to Detroit, or did they start after we lost to Detroit? If they started after, God's a Vikings fan. If they started before, dumb luck. What can you do?
Why wouldn't you give this guy money?
Adding to your hunger, Mr. Melton, I always know how to satisfy the insatiable thirst. Also, thanks for the crypto tips, Big Sauce. Discovery last count.
Discovery last count. What does that mean?
Oh, Bonin, can you? I know you have a jingle for me. Can you email it? If that's not too much trouble. I can't access that. PJs wear American flag briefs during, or please wear American flag briefs during the boxing match. I won't be wearing anything. I'm going to go nude just to get the edge.
Let's take a look at the standings. Flinty Gecko at 200.
Let's take a look at the standings. Now they're standings? They were ratings, you changed it to rankings, and now you announce it as standings. How retarded can a person be? I'm asking for a Fran. Yeah, let's have a look at those standings that don't matter for anything.
Jeremy at 140. Wally World, who had been in first for the whole week since Monday. Okay. Now in third at 135, and Travis at 101.7. And then I think you've got 209 at 95. So we got some people who can move up today.
Anybody can move up. He's not the last two F1 races. Anyone can buy number one at any time. It's not close. We're not looking out. We don't have some movers. Are you dumb?
That's for sure. And how did I miss that one? We'll get to that in a second. And also, $100 autograph Twister. I just bought my first Twister game yesterday to be mailed out today to Flinty Gecko, who threw in $100 yesterday.
Listen to this.
We watched this the other night. We all laughed because Aaron had made the announcement that anyone who gives $100 from now on gets an autographed Twister game. Now, this is because he played Naked Twister with Nick and April and Kayla. Only he's the only one who wouldn't take his clothes off. So few people are giving him money. And he's either got such low confidence in himself or he's so poor that every day, however many people give him $100, he will go out and buy that Twister. Like, if you thought you were going to be getting a lot of $100 donations, wouldn't you pick up 10? You can always return them. No. Yesterday, someone gave him $100, so he went out and bought one game of Twister and will mail it out. And then today, if two people give him hundreds, he will go buy two games of Twister and mail them out. From now on, he said. And we laughed because who says that? Anyone who gives him $100 from now on anyway will get an autographed game of Twister. By the end of this show today, he says he has changed it. And this is why you should never give this guy money. A, he didn't play Corndiff's Rumble Friday thing today because it would hurt his feelings. Melton made them be. And secondly, by the end of the show today, he says, guys, we're going to mail out an autographed game of Twister every week. From now on, goes to the top person on the rankings board. So now you don't get it if you give 100. You get it if you're number one at the end of the week. He changed it completely. I just don't get. Slam Piece is doing wonders with him. Like, she really is, like, kind of getting him to focus. But I think when you're so dumb, when you just don't. It's the same thing Moody said about John from, sorry, Blade. Sorry, Blade. Like, you just don't know how much you bit off when you have to wrangle these tards. Like, they're so antisocial, they'll never, like, just get on a phone call and figure it out. You know, they all don't trust each other. They all kind of hate each other. You heard Kevin yesterday. Like, he's talking like he's beneath us. Or he's talking like he's better than us. He is. I'm not, that's objective. I'm just, from the outside looking in, he's got a job. He's young. And, you know, he's got plenty of time to realize podcasting's not for him, put it away, and make something of himself. It's over for Chad, you know, and KB has everything, money, family, and he's still a miserable cunt. So it's like, I don't know what the answer is, but if you had to be Blade or Chad or Kevin, like, no brainer. Objectively, Blade, all day, Blade.
The $100 Twister boxes officially being sent out today. Everybody who throws $100 at the toe, they can have one. Thank you, Veldrain, for the $5. Appreciate that. So, YouTube, we're going to cut you loose in a little bit. Because we've already got the links piling up over on Rumble and in PayPal. Thank you very much. Also, McBuster, I suppose I should address this before the YouTube crowd.
Here we go. This is what you came for. Hold on, I'm going to get caught up with these before. Silence Too Good member for 10 months. Let's go ahead and get our memberships up to about 100, guys. Yeah, we're at 36. James Gartner gifting 6 memberships, and he's given about 20 over the past couple days. So, as I speak, throwing in another 5. So I made an exception for him. We've added him to the list. This is how he wants to do it. Okay, but he's giving a lot of he's giving Reels level memberships here. He's just disguising them in these little drips. I think he likes attention. Just like this fella. Drive by who?
Oh, yeah, the bitch.
talk about non-manipulation. Here's that 50 you didn't ask for. Isn't that funny how that works? Isn't it funny how that works? Already got you, though. Thank you very much, Drive by. I appreciate all that. Great, great stuff.
Do you think there will be any VIP tickets at the end of January?
Yeah. Yeah. We have more this year, and about half are left. So, yeah, they're not. I don't foresee them. It's what, the 10th? Yeah, they'll be tickets by the end of January. Not to say you shouldn't get them whenever you can. Hackamania. I didn't know that we weren't. I didn't know that they're not selling well. I'm always the last to know. Hackamania.com, promo code NLO will save you 10% on your tickets, VIP or regular tickets, and it's May 9th through 11th, 2025. We'd love to see you out there. It's going to be a hoot, I think, anyway. B. Smiley says, watch how many times Aaron Hemorrhoid lifts himself out of his seat now. It's a weird little nervous tick he's been doing a lot lately, every 30 seconds. Oh, is it hemorrhoids? Why don't you just bite them off? Again, thank you very much, James Gardner. This is crazy. He's gifting another 5 and another 5. It's too much. It's too much, sir. Silent G22, member for 1 G to the 22nd power. Sorry, I don't want to misrepresent. Let's see Aaron's social Blade numbers. Blade. I'm going to start calling myself Edge. Edge Sauce. Mix them up. Dean Shock, member for 6 months. I touch myself to feel alive. I think we all do. To some extent. Zool McCool, 5 membership.
Tommy want wingy.
Appreciate that. Zool McCool. All right, this is it. Hit the like button for me, okay? Do me a favor, a little impromptu show today. We weren't planning this, and it's Friday. We got this little piggy coming up where we're going to get into all this, of course. But I have an announcement to make before I end this show. An offer he can't refuse. Wait, he's already doing it again. It's just like last time, but it's accelerated in real time to where he throws out an offer and just starts spiraling about
either leaves or moves over. McBuster says, "Where I got to scroll up here. Holy shit, Melton and Moody are doing gay ops galore. Melton's mods in Win by Two and Chad. It's fucking creepy. Creepy watching the same mod in Chad simultaneously a mod for Melton talking about gay ops live in Chad's chat. Memberships bought. Here's the deal.
What Chad's doing to KB is unheard of. Justice for KB. Justice for KB. What he's done to that woman and what he continues to do and what he did yesterday. It's not a good look for Chad. I mean, it's just not a good... what he's doing to her? Fuck, dude. So, really upset. Really upset about... like, again, I don't really know KB, and she does come across now as, in hindsight, as kind of... but, justice for KB, it's so fucked up what Chad's doing.
Nobody wins in these gay ops things, because, number one, one person gets fucked with. And then number two, the other person has to realize they're 50 fucking years old and they're doing gay ops. It's over.
I feel like he's copying me. That's my thing. It's over.
Patrick and Moody, you're 50.
I'm 45 and I think Moody's 22. If we're going by height.
You have no children, no family, no legacy to speak of. You're done. It's over. I mean,
fuck.
Look.
When you put it like that, I'm wrecked.
Some legacies and bloodlines must end, so that's a good thing. But, like, you're 50 and you're doing gay ops on the internet.
I don't even know what he's talking about. Like, I have no idea what this is even in reference to.
There's no need to even come back to that. That just is what it is. Now, I also saw...
what did I do now?
...saw a clip because, you know, I've said this for years and people are finally seeing it. Patrick Melton has no balls. Everything he does is performative. It's an act. He's...
I'm a comedian. Yeah, just because I'm not a stand-up comedian doesn't mean I'm not doing it for the lulz. Yes, it is performative. Yes, it is an act. Sick burn, G. Dude, everything he does is performative. Thank you for noticing.
He's a chicken shit. I had to
see, all right, well, now you're getting
see this on either a Misery Loves Clips clip or somebody had a clip of. No, it wasn't Misery Loves. Well, it might have been. No, it was it was on Hack vs. Anonymous or Kiwi Farms.
You send them money for watching that? Did you send them money for watching that?
That Patrick Melton was begging me to come to his Hackamania.
Begging. Why wouldn't you? Here's how you know when he's lying. Why wouldn't you show that? How sweet would it be if there was a clip of Aaron asking me to come to Stoney's for his show? Do you think I would? In what world wouldn't I show that clip? He won't.
Any event.
Because it was so reasonable. I was like, come out, you know, to your face. Everybody will be nice. No one's going to No one wants to hurt you or attack you or even be mean. We'll actually think better of you. The thought of you saying yes to it actually makes me, like, you know, nervous. I'm like, whoo. But we just have to swallow it and deal. Like, it'd be a cool thing to do.
Nah. How about we fight?
Oh, you're mad.
Apparently it's not selling well.
Yes, that was part of it. Aaron, please. I'm begging you. It's not selling well.
By the end of this show, he says he can't do Hackamania without me. He says that. That's how hype he gets himself in this show.
You know you can't do it without me.
Right.
Hackamania's on the ropes.
That's what Tiff thought.
And
Hackamania's on the ropes. Everything's a boxing match with this dope.
How ironic that Patrick, once again, just like when his streaming career was on the ropes, who did he go to rescue himself?
Streaming career. No, that's you. That's you.
Me. Hackamania apparently not doing well. Who's he going to? Me. And now, in the clip, as I understood it, because he's not a good broadcaster, Patrick said he either wants Nick Riccata or myself at Hackamania. Now, judging by how things are going, no matter who you get, we're going to have to inform the state of Minnesota that we'll be out of the state. And with Nick probably having to be drug tested, I don't know if calling his probation officer and telling him that he, you know, a guy who's going to be drug and alcohol tested regularly for the next few years. I don't know if calling your probation officer and going, I'm going to Las Vegas. I believe that's what we call in the business a red flag.
What business? Certainly none of yours. Why would it be a red flag? Because Riccata, who was a YouTuber, wants to go to a conference of YouTubers in Las Vegas. This is once again just Aaron trying to shut down anything that's going to come out negative about him. April, if you're smart to turn off your Twitter, that's good to go private. If I were you, I would never tweet again. Just go about your life, go away, run back to your parents, get a job, maybe salvage what's left, have some kids, but be very, very quiet and don't talk about me. Yeah, if I was Nick, I'd shut the fuck up. I don't know why he's talking so much. Nick, be quiet, sweetie. I'd shut up. Nick, don't go to Vegas. If I were you, not a good look. Why? Again, it's childish. It's like going like, oh, you don't think the judge knew that April was in Nick's studio and that's not a good look? A, I don't think anyone noticed but us. And B, I don't think the judge gives a fuck. It's not a bad look. That's not how the law works, where there's the judge is making lines for bad look points, and if you get five, that equals a misdemeanor. What's wrong with you? You're allowed to not wearing a suit to court's a bad look, but people do it. It doesn't affect the outcome. This is pure cope, basically telling Nick, Don't go to Vegas, Nick. That's not a good idea. Okay. Let's follow the good idea guy, Aaron M. Holt.
I don't know if that would behoove Nick to do that, but either way, Patrick,
he's got your best interest in mind, Aaron M. Holt. He knows what you should and shouldn't do.
Was like, Snowcat says he went to Nick first, but Nick told him he'd have to ask probation. Yeah, it's just like I call a guy once a month and he makes sure I have a job. Or once a month, once a quarter, I'm sorry. I call a guy once a quarter.
And do you lie and say you do?
And I he's like, do you have a job?
Steel toe, does that count?
I'm like, yeah. Do you live at this address?
I serve the goal.
Yeah. Cool. It's really... I had to do
It's actually really pleasant. I Facebook friended the guy. We both are into Mahjong. It's actually really, really sweet.
First one, and I was like, oh God, how's this gonna be? And I had my first one, and it was like I looked at my phone after. It was 1 minute and 10 seconds was the phone call. Nick's is gonna be
he's bragging about how quick his probation check-ins are for his felony. For his felony violation of an HRO. He's like, dude, I thought this would be a problem, this 90-day suspended jail sentence hanging over my head for 8 more months. But nah, it's chill as fuck, dude. It's so chill.
A little more involved than that. He's going to like have to really check in a lot and get
tested.
Right.
Nick's going to have to get fingered every weekend.
Didn't all that stuff. So,
Patrick, and I have requested body cam footage of that.
Says it's either, he said, I'll try either Aaron or Nick, and it's 48 hours, and I think I'm at like 36 or whatever.
Yeah, who's counting, though?
And he said, I'll pay for your airfare, and I'll do this, and I'll do that. Patrick, just knowing that you need me this bad is payment enough.
Right.
Let me give you a counteroffer. I don't want to take your money because I don't know where it's been.
I've never heard anything like this.
Have you made it in nefarious ways? You know, the things you say about children, I don't really
How
know.
Profitable are the things I say about children? Maybe I should step it up. How does that make me money? I've told you that you spreading those lies about me has hurt my profit. Drive-by used to give me 1,000. Now I'm down to 50. So shit's not good over here. I don't know if you can do math. That's 5%. I'm wrecked. And I've begged you to stop.
No, I don't want your money because I don't know where it's been.
I don't want your money because I don't know where it's been. Got it.
But I will come to Las Vegas for free.
At this point, I'm gripping the table. I'm like, what's happening?
Will I do the Hackamania event? Kind of. Listen to my idea. I think this is great.
Okay.
So what is it? You and all your people at Hackamania, I mean, Aaron is the worst guy in the world, right? He is our white whale.
Now, this is another just narcissistic trait that he has. Aaron's the worst guy in the world. He did this back when Rick Cadence got arrested, and he did the same cope. Like, you guys all think I'm the worst guy in the world. No, we just think you're shitty. We just think you're a shitty guy. You're nowhere near the worst guy in the world. Again, did you physically abuse your wife a few times? Seems like it, yeah. There are guys who do that every day. Those are worse guys. There are people who hurt their children and hurt their spouses and, you know, false imprison their family and beat animals. They're way worse dudes. There are way worse dudes. No one on earth thinks you're the worst guy on earth, except you. You think you're the biggest heel. This is like fantasy land. Again, just delusional bullshit that Aaron has to. This is all feeding an ego one way or another. Facts.
Can't seem to take him down, no matter how many harpoons, fucking Queequeg Melton just can't seem to take, Captain Ahab Carl just can't seem to take down his white whale.
Again, that's you. You're the one who spreads false allegations about people of the worst kind that you know aren't true. Your own fans are now writing you and saying, like, dude, can you stop talking about this stuff? It's sick. I don't get those emails. No one who listens to me thinks that's real stuff. It's sick. It's sick shit. Again, and I was saying this earlier, it's like the funniest thing about the people who accuse me of all that stuff is like they don't even care what I say. They're going to tell me what I am. And it's like, yeah, sure. I mean, I'm honestly, like, it's disgusting. And I don't know how even like my trolls, like they talk about it every day. It's like, ugh. But this idea too that no, they try to take me down all the time and they just can't. We don't. No one wants to hurt you or hit you or bring you down. That's you. That's you. You're the one always saying that you want to fight. You're the one who's always threatening physical violence. You're the one who tells what you would do to people. You're the one who tries to ruin people's credibility and businesses. That's you. That's you. So it really is fascinating projection.
I'm going to give you your chance. Here's my counteroffer, take it or leave it. And Patrick, we can't do this over streaming. You have to send me an email. We have to have some kind of correspondence. You can't count on Kiwi Farms to get me the message.
Now, last time, first of all, I clearly can because you got it. And second of all, last time I emailed, I texted, I had other people reach out. Alex Stein tried to set it up. This guy's a flake. He doesn't. I emailed him earlier today after he told me I had to email him. He acknowledged he got the email on the air. I haven't heard shit.
But here's the deal. As you know, I am an amateur boxer. I have a fight coming up February 22nd.
First one in 2 years.
I think Mr. Jim's and Foley.
Are they a sponsor?
10 or 15 that have to be cut off of this.
How come his gym isn't a sponsor that he works part-time at? Do they not know about the toe?
Month and a half.
Do you think he makes people in the gym listen to his show?
Fighting in a fucking corset. But I can always use the work. And if I go to Las Vegas, Lord knows I'm going to be plenty unhealthy. And I'll have to stay in somewhat half-assed fighting shape. So back in the 70s, George Foreman did this event. And during this event, George Foreman fought five opponents in one night. Knocked them all out. No, I'm sorry. He beat all five of them, did not knock them all out. You've got four or five guys who just want to crack my fucking head open. One of them.
Again. Melton makes him feel. I think we got a jingle. I think we already got a jingle. This could be great. I hope this is good. If not, I apologize. It's not playing. It's not playing. Also, it's 43 seconds long. I can already tell you no. My Melton makes me feel. What is that? 1.5 seconds? That's what I'm looking for, a stinger. I'm looking for just a quick jingle.
Anybody like some toilet tacos, just drain the meat at the moment, be done. Anytime now. I hope you like the aroma.
They will. W-Man, have you ever had your ass sucked? Shut up. B-Smiley, Aaron made sick jokes about three-year-olds today. Gross.
That's 25 today. Enough for High Roller List Big Sauce.
Who is that? Brian D. That's what... I'm not doing that. I'm not getting in the habit of this. I'm going to do it for you, but this, we're done with that. I'm not Aaron. I'm not tabulating how much you give over the month. Shut the fuck up. As a matter of fact, no. I'm not going down this road. I did it for Gartner, and that's it. That's it. Why? Look, because you asked, I'm a nice man. I'm gonna, but you know, I got to draw a line. Okay, so he says a lot of people want to beat his ass.
Hey, in somewhat half-assed fighting shape. So back in the 70s, George Foreman did this event. And during this event, George Foreman fought five opponents in one night. Knocked them.
And Aaron is nothing if not George Foreman. He does have a nice grill.
No, I'm sorry. He beat all five of them, did not knock them all out. You've got four or five guys who just want to crack my fucking head open.
We don't. We don't. That's the mistake, idiot. That's your mistake. No one over here wants to fight you. I imagine Nick Ricciardo wants to knock your fucking face off. I think Rocco wants to hit you. But I think it's for fun. I think it's for fun, like at the fair when you win a prize. At the midway. I honestly don't. I'm not a tough guy. I'm not a fighter guy. But I'm also not afraid of you. I don't think, you know, again, I don't know how to box. I don't know anything about boxing, but I do think I could knock the fuck out. I do think, like, and again, I'm just picturing like a regular fight. I think I would get you on the ground, and I think I would knock the absolute living shit out of you. But that's just like a regular fight, and I don't know, like, if you're gonna have like a man in a collared shirt step in and tell me I punched wrong, then yeah, probably I'm gonna, you know, if it's points based, if that's how you fight, where you're like, wait for the scores to come in. I just like to look and see who's like standing. That's how I thought fights work. But I guess it, where you work, it's like decided by other men.
Ma moo moo Melton makes me feels.
So that's cool. But no, nobody over here wants to fight you. That's in your brain. You got three or four guys over there want to beat the ever-living shit out of me? No.
No, I'm sorry. He beat all five of them, did not knock them all out. You've got four or five guys who just want to crack my fucking head open. One of them being Nick Ricciardo.
Big, if true.
So here's what I offer to you, Patrick. I can get us into like the Mayweather boxing gym or whatever boxing gym you want to do. I just bring my athlete's book and my coach's book, my USA boxing book. I say, hey.
Now, does your mom strap those to some sort of lanyard around your neck so you don't lose them? Or do you just carry them in your hands and keep showing them to everybody as you walk through the airport? Guys, I'm a boxing guys, I have a match. Get out of my way. Do they call it a match?
I got some guys here. They want to get in the ring. Do you have a little time? We can work it out. And each of you can have three 3-minute rounds, and you just take your shots. And I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not
going to hurt you. Remember that line. Because 3 minutes from now, he's going to talk about how much pain I'm going to be in, and he's going to fuck me up. Remember earlier when he said I was going to have to go to the hospital and I wouldn't be able to walk into the airport? He's going to do that again. But this is after saying, I'm not going to hurt you.
I'm not going to beat you up. I'm not going to do anything like that. I'm going to get working. I'm doing it to get work. But you guys have a chance to take all these words and all this anger and all this hostility you've had for all these years.
Is that what's happened? Could somebody put together all the clips of Carl and Moody and me and Rocco talking about how all the anger we have, we just want to fight. We just want to beat it. We just want to fuck him up. Has that ever happened? Oh, wait. No, that's Aaron. That's Aaron. It really is crazy.
And take it out on me. And a guy who's not even going to hit you back very hard.
He's not going to hit us back. He's not going to hurt us. We don't have to worry about it. He's not even going to hit us back.
I mean, a guy who's basically going to be a glorified sparring partner. So that's your opportunity. I'll save your money, take your money. You and your boys get to show that this heat you have with me is.
I invited you out to Hackamania to perform on stage with us and somewhat bury an axe and be friendly. What leads you to believe there's heat? I mean, this his brain's broken. I invited you out in peace. I'm being dead serious. Like, I'll take care of all the expenses. I don't want you to pay anything. I'll give you money for food and Ubers and a little gambling stipend if you want. I don't want you to lose a dollar. And it was like a peaceful, friendly thing. Your answer to that is, guys, I've enough. Take all this animosity. You want to beat my fucking head open. I know. And let's do it. And it's like, literally, like, I have no idea what he's talking about. No one's mad at you, dude.
It's real. And it's not performative. It's not gay ops. It's not faggy internet stuff. That you mean it. Or you can once again, in true Patrick Melton fashion, show that you're a punk bitch. Floor is yours, but I need two conditions. One, need at least four of you, because it's got to be fair. If
he has to box four people at least, or it's not fair.
If it's one or two of you, I'll fuck it. Even if I'm not trying, I'll kill you. It's got to be at least four. And Nick Riccata has to be one of them. There you go. Simple enough. I'll come out. I'll do the thing. You, Nick, Carl wants to, Carl can. If Rocco wants to, Rocco can. If Dick wants to, Dick can. Whoever. That's my counter. I say
two conditions, he said. Nick has to be there. Now, he knows, because he admitted he watched the video about Nick coming, that Nick probably won't be able to come due to prior commitments, and he may not be able to come due to stipulations by the state. He knows that. He said it at the beginning of this whole journey.
Save you a bunch of money. You guys get to get your hands on that fucking Aaron that you hate so much.
Right. Right. We hate. Grr. That's why we always spread false stuff about you.
And it has to be streamed. There we go. All right.
And it has to be streamed. He just added a third stipulation. And now it has to be streamed.
Right. That's my... I had to get an official response on the record in 48 hours. Send me an email. Send me whatever.
So he's picking up his phone right now, and what he's going to find is an email that says, I accept.
We cannot count on our communications being done via streaming. All right, guys, let's. What time we got? 6:12? I think we can let the YouTube people go. We've got $20 coming in from Jeremy. He says, number two shit. That puts Jeremy at 160. Jeremy's $40 away from being number one. All right, guys, the Rumble link is in the chat. Go ahead, click the Rumble link, come over to where we are. Veldrain, thank you for the $5. Holy shit, do we have a lot of links. Thank you to Chips and Diff for a couple. Thank you to, Vadam's all over it. Okay, guys. I'm going to cut YouTube loose. Just let me. I've got so many fucking tabs open now because of Rumble Friday. This is going to take a minute.
The tabs.
All right. I'm out of here. Let's do this. Rumble Friday, links galore. Here's the deal today. I am going until the links are out. If that takes until noon, then that takes until noon. It's going to. Tiger Lily says, Melton will accept via Snipe chat, right? No, I got it. You got to let me. You got to make sure. That I see it. I wouldn't have gone on either Kiwi Farms or Hack vs. Anonymous, I never would have seen it. It was just by happenstance that I saw this.
I know better than to take this call. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, dude, I can't take this fucking guy. Accept whatever he wants and I'll fucking fight him. Anytime. I don't have a fucking license or a fucking book or anything. anytime, any fucking place. I've had it with this guy's fucking mouth.
No, no. Hold on. When's your birthday? Because I'm only fighting Sagittariuses this year.
But, bro, it's unfucking believable. Parking lot, fucking park, dog run, wherever the fuck.
No, no, no. It's got to be sanctioned.
Money, let's get it done. Right. Enough. And listen, I'm going to call you later because I want to talk. I want to talk to Moody. Bye.
Bye. Oh, boy. It's getting rough. It's getting rough.
The damn thing. All right, guys. Here we go. Links galore. I want it. We got California wildfire stuff. We've got. Now, is this the real Patrick? He says, see you Las Vegas May 8th. I think that might be a fake Patrick Melton.
It's not. It ain't. I tweeted it. Go check.
I think that might be it. But if it's him, holy shit, that'd be fucking great. I would
watch this attitude melt. Keep that energy, Aaron. Watch us all melt away. Well, hold on now. We got to think about things.
Would give him a lot of credit. But doesn't he have to get, he has to get Nick. He's got to get his other people together. All right, make it happen.
Where am I going to find four people who want to fight Aaron M. Holt?
Happen.
This is my dog. Nuts.
Oh, that would be fucking.
He's regretting it immediately. And we're about to see just a shook version of Aaron. He's already, look at him just staring at the email. I accept. See you here. Because you said you'd organize it all yourself. You'd get here. You'd get us into the gym during Hackamania. It has to be for all those guys to be here. So your choice, May 8th or 9th. Let's do it around 11 a.m. I think would be great before all of our activities. We're going to want to talk about it all later on shows. You know? So he's just staring at it. Just like, fuck. I didn't really think.
That would be really fucking cool.
I can tell. I can tell you think it's really cool.
Gonna lie. Okay, guys. Let's go ahead.
Let's move on from this. This isn't interesting at all. Let's move on.
Oh. Vadam does not. I'm looking at Vadam's links that he sent in today. Vadam, I don't see any K-pop so far. No K-pop from Vadam. Who are the semi-supervillains, though? I've got like 10. Go ahead and start. Maybe you guys. Oh,
look at this finger on the cheek. I'm telling you, there's something to all this stuff. This is all stimming. That's all. That's what this is. Like 100%.
You chips and diff, by the way, with another $5. Some guy in Cleveland is apparently running into people's houses. Let's go ahead and start.
Who does that?
Maybe you guys are
going to. Who just rests a finger on their face? Like, it's weird. There isn't any culture on earth where this is like an acceptable resting pose. It's a weird one.
I owe Vadam a big apology when this is all over. Maybe he's not going to put in a bunch. People go like, oh, Vadam's going to put in a bunch of gay shit. Probably not.
Ashes back in 2020.
Somebody's.
You about.
You do that's legal. I mean, it seems like the number one thing you can do is move. Just leave. The metal point. Any claim. I don't really have to. Now. Fucking boulders in his yard. Here on this end. This guy. Is. That sucks. And that's really shit. Oh. What do we got? I got some breaking news in my chat, but I've got to go back. I've got to backtrack it. This guy finished the wall is giving me all caps.
He's just trying to swipe his screen.
All right. So that was Melton who sent that email. Good. We're going to work out those details. If he can get me confirmation that he's got those details for me.
What? I don't need to come up with any details. You said you'd get here and you'd set it all up at the gym and you said you'd handle the details. Now, all of a sudden, I have to get him details. For what? You don't want money. You're going to come here on your own and get it, figure out the details. You get me the details. This has now changed into I have to get him details. All right. Well, when Melton gets me those details. Hold on. Huh?
We'll just show up at Mayweather Boxing Club and we'll call in advance. We'll make sure we can get in there. We'll stream the whole thing.
Yeah, call in advance. Don't call in advance when you get here. Do it now. Set it up. Watch this.
That'll be my contribution. Get, what do we need? We need four, at least four people. One of them's got to be Nick.
We heard you. We accepted. Four people.
We'll go to Mayweather Boxing Club and we'll do the whole thing. I need a guarantee, though. I need, if he doesn't show up, then I want money.
Hold on. You won't take my money to come just be a part of Hackamania as a normal person and performer. But now you want my money? You said a million times, I don't want your money. I don't know where it's been. It might be nefarious. It might have pedo blood on it. You said that. Now you want my money. Got it. Boy, things are changing quick over at the toe.
If he does, because I, here's what I see happening. I see that chicken shit saying yes. And then I go there and it's like the Ethan Ralph thing. Actually, I think Ethan might have more honor than Patrick. So Patrick's, I got to have a guarantee that he's going to be there. And all of his guys are going to be there. I mean, imagine not showing up. Imagine a guy says, hey, four or five of you can go ahead and take free, just take swings at my head. I mean, yeah, you'll have some coming back at you. But again, I'm not going to hurt you or anything unless you're a bitch.
So if I'm a bitch, then you'll hurt me?
But like, imagine you don't show up.
Right. Won't that be enough? No, you need pedo money now. Got it.
What a bit. And it's like, look, I just want some liar's insurance. That's all. I mean, Patrick Melton being the liar that he is. It makes sense. He'll find a way to weasel out and then he'll say that I did it. But as of right now, this is looking pretty promising.
Now, as of right now, it's looking promising. I wonder what's going to change.
This is, he says, he asked for chat. He asked in chat for details. Okay. If that's his email, I'll send him back some details today and we'll get that all worked out. That's fucking great.
Do you think that's going to happen? I'm watching my email. Let me go check. Nope, nothing from Aaron. I know last time he got back to me, so I'm sure he will this time. He seems like a straight-up guy. I don't think he would lie.
All right. Yes.
Yes. I am. He's so stoked about it. You know why he's happy? He wants this to happen. I'm being facetious, of course. He's like, I mean, and you can, it's fake. He's, yes. Watch him come up with, watch how fast the excuses start flying. Yes.
Color me very, very skeptical.
You just said it was promising. You just said it looked promising. Now, no.
But I'm very excited. All right, let's get into the damn stuff today. I don't know.
Why would you move on from this?
Semi super villains are.
Hold on, we got Ricada in the chat. Him not hitting back hard is the most honest he's ever been. Oof, is that true? Cash. So regarding this fight, please complete this ACT test and have this form notarized. Aaron Emhole. I'm not kidding you. In a minute, he brings up notaries. First, he brings up the Rotary Club because he got it confused. Yeah, dude, if we need to have the Rotary Club verify it, I mean a notary. Words are hard.
I don't need a George Foreman. Just lean my waffle iron against a stack of old greasy little Caesar's boxes.
Hot and ready's, baby. And I don't mean to brush by that, Cash. We're putting you down on our friends and family mailing list. Expect some stickers. Mr. Bishonio. Patrick, he's being the heel. Can't this guy troll?
I get it.
That's not lost on me. Shaka John, I will fight Aaron, but only if we use the Hebrew art of Krav Maga.
Okay.
Listen, your day is numbered. Me, Royce, KB, the Toe and Chad are coming to avenge ourselves at Hackamania. We challenge you to a War Games Survivor Series match.
We want you, Rikieta, Carl, Tookie, and the Potato in a steel cage match. Johnny Crutches will be the ref. It's on the fight of the century at Hackamania.
This is going to be big. People are getting pumped. It's going to be the main event, even though Aaron doesn't want any money for it. What an idiot. What an idiot. Unless you don't show, then I want money. James Baumer, Patrick, I'll put up $10K. Me and you will go to this gym, whatever he wants. Please set this up, sir. Watch Baumer be like 5'2", and I have to do everything.
But this is the new thing he's on. It's like a Midwest white village people thing. I said
this looks like when the construction workers would come into tool time and play the drill and the bow saw to make music. Or they'd teach Tim how to like cook a grilled cheese on an I-beam. Do you remember that?
Guy with a day.
Oh, God.
Or if you'd like to see me naked in my bed.
Oh, look. He's doing Bauer.
But generally state said, what's his cameo? We're not going to. All right. We got more semi. Again, to get into business with you without a guarantee or a backup is.
All right, so he's already. So now he's already like, dude, I'm not. I don't trust this.
Can we confirm the details of Boxing Live transparency? Yeah, and then, no offense, if that's Patrick, I don't trust you at all because, as we've shown numerous times, you're a liar. So I do want pen to paper on this. I do want a commitment on your end because, again, to get into business with you without a guarantee or a backup is fucking retarded.
Right, so whose lawyers are going to draft this up, yours or mine? You're the one who challenged me. You said you don't want my money, so when can I expect a contract from you? When can I expect the email with the offer, with the detail? You have systematically, over the 4 hours of your show, told your audience that I was backing out of details and I wasn't even talking to you. This is starting to get... You said there are two conditions. Nick needs to be there, and you have to have at least four guys. Then it all kept pouring in. And it has to be streamed. And I have to get money if you don't show. And now there has to be a contract. Right. Right.
Let's see. What were the terms? Nick's got to confirm he's going to do it. There needs to be at least four of you who are willing to get in the ring. I organize, you know, it shouldn't take much to call the club and just say, can we do this?
By the way, what's the maximum? Because I'll have guys lined up outside the door like that porn chick, Lily, who ran, had 100 guys run through her. What's the maximum number of guys? Don't worry about a minimum, Aaron.
I organize the thing.
Right? When does that happen?
It's just top of my head. I'll send out a full list.
Sure, sure.
Got to be at least four people. It's going to feel unfair if it's less than four. Like, honestly. I think, yeah. Each of you get three-minute rounds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, three-minute rounds. I'm just thinking of anything that could fuck it up. Because, like, the club saying we don't want to be part of it. That would fuck it up.
If only there were somewhere we could fight.
Because sometimes, you know, I get it. Like, sometimes these gyms are a little, like, they don't want to be part of.
Yeah, Aaron, you have to pick up a phone. It's just like Stoney's when the radio stations didn't come out because you never called them and asked. You will have to pick up a phone and organize it. You always told Melton you're going to have to show everybody how to run an event. Yeah, run the event. You said you'll organize it. You don't want any money. Stop asking us for the details. Tell us what it is.
They see it as a joke. Some places would be like, yeah, bring cameras in there. So it has to be streamed. Four people. Nick's got to be one of them. We need that confirmed.
He's trying to think of more stipulations so he can make it not happen. Now, again, he knows Nick probably can't be there.
And when you back out, there has to be some kind of a punitive measure for you backing out. That's because Patrick's backed out of this thing so many fucking times that I need a guarantee that when he backs out, I'm compensated for my time. Because, again, I have no faith that he's going to follow through on this. He's going to publicly go, oh, yeah, I was going to do it. And then behind the scenes, he'll bitch out again. And then he'll go public.
I'm the only one behind the scenes. I've sent you an email. I have nothing from you. I'm the only one behind the scenes. Just like last time. So I'm waiting on you to send me the details. I assume you're calling around now, finding a gym that we can all get into. I assume you're setting it all up.
They'll go, well, I wanted to. I mean, a guy who lies that much, it's habitual. I mean, this is a guy who talks like I'm his arch nemesis. Like he's got.
No, I don't. That's you. Again, that's you. We talk about the things you say and do. That's all we do. There's nothing personal involved. I don't go, I'd like to, I want to, oh, I just, oh, he makes me so mad that I, it's not I, it's you. We just laugh at you. It doesn't affect our lives at all.
Got to get his fucking hands on me. And then
I'm always talking about how I got to get my hands on him. I mean, this guy's a complete boob. What a loser.
Ashley was too concerned with being a mother. April was too concerned with other cocks. Slam Squanch is juiced right.
Juiced right. I like that. Levy Levitime, is it? Just get that one teenager who beat him up a few months ago. Aaron would love a rematch. And that guy wasn't even big.
Given him ample opportunity to.
It was him.
The guy who fights strangers regularly. Yeah, he's the one who backed out. Fucking
you don't fight strangers regularly. You haven't had a fight in 2 years. Somebody told me that your boxing license or paperwork, I don't even know how it works, but that you're not even up to date and can't box.
Retard. So, all right, I'll send those. So those are the stipulations I have. I'll send you a full thing. I do want a contract, though. I do want it in writing.
Yeah, but you have to do it. He acts like I'm supposed to come up with a contract. You don't want my money. You want the contract, so you have to get a lawyer to draft up the contract.
I wouldn't do it if it was like Chad or somebody like that. But with Patrick, I mean, the dishonesty, I got to be covered on the back end, as right. It were.
Somebody like Chad, completely trustworthy, but Melton, you know.
All right, Vadam's got more semi-supervillains. I want to crank through these as quick. Okay. Exactly the idea. You're calling it Diesel Creek. As a second associated with a guy like him, but I've found these fucking guys. And yes, we do have more of them. April's Missing Orgasm says, Aaron is fascinated by people who have more than three shirts. That's not what it is. Chad Buzamok says, why do you need all these rules? It's not all the... He asked me. He's the one who needed me there.
So now it's changed into I asked him. And this will evolve into Melton challenged me to box.
I don't want to be fucking associated with a guy like him, but
I will.
If he wants to put his fucking first of all, I don't want his money. That's number one. Unless he fucking clowns out like he's going to. Like, you have to understand, I have zero faith that this is going to get done. Like, this is a joke to me. I have accepted this guy's fake challenges 500 times.
Now, again, he's already rewriting history that it's my challenge to him. No, I invited you to do a show. No one challenged you to anything. You challenged me.
And every time when he's slapped in the face with the reality that we're going to set this thing up, the closer it gets to being a reality, he goes, well, he's putting stipulations on it. Now I'm not going to do it. You understand that if you're going to put something together, like a fight or something like that, there have to be stipulations. There have to be agreed upon.
Right. If Nick doesn't come, we can't do it. How would I fight you without Nick there? You have to understand that. That's how fights work. There has to be at least four of you. I can't just fight you. Like, why all this other shit? Why not just me and you? I'll sign a contract. No. Dude, that's not how stipulations work. You need more of them. It has to be streamed, dude. That's what fights are. It needs to be. You have to have stipulations. Or else it's not even a fight. Huh?
Terms. Mostly for you, because I, no offense, Patrick. I'm not saying this is me specifically. Like, anybody I work with on Thursday nights could hurt you. I have the ability to hurt you. And
clearly vice versa.
I have that opportunity if we get into a ring. Not only do I have that opportunity, it will happen. You
just said you wouldn't hurt me. Do you remember earlier when I told you, remember when he said, I'm not going to hurt you. I won't even hit back. And now he's going to tell you, I'm going to hurt you a lot. Watch this. Watch how he's flipped again because he's in his emotions and he's a bitch.
I have the ability to hurt you. And I have that opportunity if we get into a ring. Not only do I have that opportunity, it will happen. You will be physically harmed. And it will be legal. I need to set up.
I'm not going to hurt you. You will be physically harmed.
What the terms of that are going to be, especially.
Yeah, well, you haven't mentioned any terms about hurting me. The terms have been my boyfriend Nick better be there. Peanut butter cookies in the green room. It's got to be streamed. Now it's about safety? Dude, there has to be stipulations because I could hurt you. Well, how does Nick being there help that? I didn't know he was a registered paramedic. He's all over the place. He doesn't even know what he's talking about.
Actually, dude, if we're talking about small guys like Nick and Carl, those guys could be seriously hurt. So, yeah, we have to. And I have to set it up with the gym. So, yes, you and I, are going to have to work together on this.
I don't have to work. You're going to do it all. You're going to set it all up. I just have to show up and sign a contract. I don't have to do shit. I accept.
Isn't just I say yes, you say yes, see you in May. This
again, he has to say yes first because I'm the one who challenged, right?
This is I say yes, you say yes, and then I test if you're serious. So far, every time I've tested, if you're serious, you've backed out.
That is what
I also know you're going to back out this time. But I'll send you what the stipulations are. They'll be bare minimum just to make sure the thing can happen. And then do you just want to skip to the part where you bitch out or no? Your call. But you can't come to someone else and go, Aaron, Nick, Chad, save my event. And then when we go, well, we didn't fucking ask to be a part of
it. Oh, no.
But if you want me to be part of your event, if you need me that badly, here you go. You can't then go, well, they set stipulations that were impossible, so they backed out. We didn't want to be a part of it to begin with. But if you need me that badly, these are...
I need the finest fighters to step up for this grand boxing event.
Melton, you have my fist.
And my axe.
And this pinup picture of my rapping wife.
And my itchy potatoes.
My itchy potatoes.
You need me that badly. It's like I'm explaining this to children. All right, more semi. So I consider the issue settled, and we'll take care of the rest right here.
That's how this is going to go?
I will send you the Twister. I've got to send he respond. We'll take care of the rest. Like Chad Buzemach says, Aaron, not fucking with you, but you did start the offer this morning. No, I didn't. I even said this.
No. Aaron didn't start this. Melton started the fight when he asked me to come get paid to be at Hackamania in a peaceful performance. Melton started this. Hey, do you want a job? No, I want to fight. Keep your money. Also, I will need your money. What?
Me responding to him asking me to be a part of Hackamania. That's it. And then I said, here's my basic thing.
It's so basic. And the longer it goes on, it keeps getting basicer.
Here's what I basically need. I'll send you the rest in an email. I can't do this stuff. I did the basics on the air, and then we'll take care of the rest. Like, again, I know Melton's not familiar with this stuff, and I know this ultimately. Right.
It eludes me. Finances, money, I don't. I let the woman handle that.
It's him backing out. But in order to set this shit up, you do need, it is, there are a lot of moving parts.
I know! And you said you'd handle them all. So why are you bitching to me? I run an event with 9 shows and hundreds of attendees. Are there a lot of moving parts? Teach me about it, sir. What a cunt. Melton, you have to understand that these things take time. The phone calls have to be made and catering has to be arranged. Nelson Brothers has to be in the loop. Donuts as big as your head. I know, but you said I'll handle it all and set it up. So, like, you bitching at us, like, Melton, you got to set all this up. Yeah, I know. Do it.
To just getting into a ring, believe it or not.
Oh.
But I'll take care of it.
Aaron, I hate to tell you this. You're the only one who thinks fights involve rings and shirts. You wear a whistle. Like, that's not, nobody needs to be dressed like they're a Foot Locker. That's not how, I don't even know.
I just need you to take care of.
Dude, there's a lot more to fighting than getting in a ring. Yeah, you can just start swinging anywhere. You don't need a ring or a streaming service or.
Here's the basics I need to get this started. At least 4 of you have to.
He's going back over it again because he's going to add stuff. Remember when it was 2 things? Remember the beginning? Simple, dude. 2 things.
Say yes. Nick's got to be one of them. And we just, you don't send me any money, I think was it, right?
Yeah, that was one of the stipulations. You better not send me money. He's a dork. Like, he has no clue what he's even talking about. He's lost the thread. The other stipulations were I have to sign a contract, I have to give you money if I don't show up, and it has to be streamed. Soon you're going to tell everybody it has to be streamed on your channel. That's going to be a new stipulation, but I don't want a spoiler alert.
And I have to I got to organize it with the gym, but that's naturally because I'm the one who's got all the credentials. Okay.
You were supposed to turn those in when you were fired from the radio station.
We've got that settled. We'll take care of the rest of it via email. We got more of a damn.
He has said that 7 times, but his chat is not going to let it go.
Silverwolf, thank you for that $100, buddy. Appreciate it. Oh, no. Silverwolf is first. His Friday theme song.
So at this point.
Oh, God.
Aaron gets up and takes his phone. I think he's got to go talk to Slam Beast. Like, what do I do here? Like, I really stepped in it. I didn't know. I thought I'd put the pressure back on Melton with an offer, but he accepted immediately. What the fuck do I do here? So he leaves and he plays a song about how you should move away from blacks. That's a real thing that's about to happen.
We have to play the whole thing too, don't we? All right, guys, enjoy the official Rumble Friday theme song. I'll be back.
Overweight alert, it's the best thing that you can do. The threat of steam moves, so I do have my own habits. Can't walk out at night, eat
Well, you guys know this is remarkably racist.
Is that it?
Oh no! Of course, the harmony. How could I forget the harmony?
So he thinks the chorus of a song is called the harmony. That's true. And look, Tukey did this a long time ago, so don't judge.
Are you guys getting the point of the song yet? I'm sure Jim Henson is somewhere in the afterlife very happy that this is what became of one of his masterpieces. Vadam with another $5 says skip around. We got Corndiff for $5. We got Vadam for another $5. Jesus Christ.
Now, Corndiff sent in the video of Aaron lying about the last boxing challenge, and Aaron is not going to play it.
Atomic Ray doing a $1. Aaron, forget the boxing. Do a stand-up comedy battle. No, I'd rather do something I'm good at. Neither Patrick or I are stand-up comics. Why would we do that?
Yeah, neither one of us are Zen boxers
Bill says
either.
The song's not racist. It's the Muppets finding out that it's just an after-school special. Says Melton is a hunchback bitch. Another win for the toe. Hashtag fake dono. Listen, my opinion of Patrick will go up. And you know what? Even Nick, my opinion of both of them would go up, I guess, a thousandfold, because it can't really go up very much. It can't really go down any further than it is if they all accept this. But this is just kind of a needing. This is just kind of a needing steel toe thing. I think Patrick knows that it's all over. Like the super tip scandal, the pedo scandal, all this other stuff. Hackamania is not working out. In fact, the way, like, I'm not even thinking about this as though it's going to happen. I'm just thinking of the ways he's going to chicken out. And here's what the chicken out's going to be. The chickening out is going to be, well, it's not at Hackamania, so I don't want to do it.
Nope.
You don't want Aaron to beat the fucking shit out of you.
It's fine.
That's what it's.
So it went from, I'm not going to hurt you. Let me get this out of the way. It went from, I'm not going to hurt you, to, I'm going to fucking hurt you, to, I'm going to beat the shit out of you. It went from, I'm not even going to hit back. Remember when he said that? I'm not even going to hit back. I'm going to be a glorified sparring partner. I'm going to fuck you up. That's what he said now. Who's emotional? Who wants to hurt people? Who has pent-up anger? Who's broken? I'm going to fuck you up.
Going to happen. I'm just thinking of the ways he's going to chicken out. Mm. And here's what the chicken out's going to be.
Right.
The chickening out is going to be, well, it's not at Hackamania, so
I don't care.
Do
now we have Hackamania events, but do it earlier in the day. Like I said, we'll do it 11 a.m. noon.
You don't want Aaron to beat the fucking shit out of you. that's
anytime Friday afternoon.
It's gonna be. You don't want Aaron to beat the fucking shit out of you. Just be.
I mean, I. Don't. Nobody. Who? Hot take. Wrong. I do want Aaron to beat the shit out of me. Like, yeah, nobody wants anyone to beat the shit out of them. Hello?
Honest. You've had this opportunity a million times. You've said no.
That is what happened.
You've said no.
So now, again, if you're not paying really close attention, you don't know what's happening here. He's doing the same thing he's doing to Nick in April. Dude, like, you've tried to tweet. You've tried to, like, grasp onto some fans or something. Private your Twitter. Keep it quiet. Private it up. April, be quiet and go away. You're not built for that world. Nick, Not a good look if you're on probation where you got to call your officer and tell him you're going to Vegas when you got a drug test and check in. Not a good look. You're going to go to Vegas? I wouldn't recommend it, Nick. I wouldn't recommend it. This is Aaron trying to get out of fight. This is Aaron telling his enemies, like Chad, go away. Because they know they can't hold a candle to it. So now he's literally pivoted to that, and it will get more obvious, but that's what he's doing here. That's what he's doing here. I mean, listen to the way he phrases it. Just now that you know, he doesn't want me to come, and he's trying to talk me out of it. He's trying to tell me it's not a good idea, Melton. You don't want to get the shit beat out of you. I'd back out if I were you. You want to just skip to the part where you quit? You want to just skip to the part where we don't do this? Huh? Melton, say you quit. Say we're not going to do it. Say you're backing out now. Please?
I want to do it. You don't want Aaron to beat the fucking shit out of you. That's what it's going to be. You don't want Aaron to beat the fucking shit out of you. Just be honest. You've had this opportunity a million times. You've said no. You've said no.
So he said no, guys.
Let's go ahead. We've got, oh my God. Korean military. As soon as I lay terms down, he goes, he rejected it.
Did that happen? I mean, you keep adding terms, but have I rejected it?
Corndiff, stop. The ship is sinking. Get on a fucking lifeboat, buddy. here we go. More semis. Banned the dam, or do you prefer you
people who love
news? But I know you don't know it. And if I don't know a super masculine thing, and this blonde lady does the fuck in the fake, it's probably doing about that. If any while they
stir for a month,
start the team to a
the most possible.
They have what'd you spend the weekend in jail for? I had mortars. But if you drive 40 minutes across the Mississippi River, fine with cancer thing. Okay. Everything with cancer, we got to get. Look. Just this is the part of the story where I work my own audience up and I've got to go, buddy's getting blood eagled. We don't need to break her rib cage open. Can of Coke, get a free motorcycle. Patient gets canceled out. That would be nice. You got to remember, Patrick asked me to do this event. I don't need to rescue Patrick's event.
It's not part of Hackamania.
But I will whoop his ass. And the only way, and I'm trying to make it fair for the guy, because me whooping his ass is, like, that doesn't make me look good. You know what I mean? But, like, if it's four or five people and he's the last one and I've gone, like, 12 rounds and I should be gassed, then, all right, not so bad.
So I get to go last. That's cool.
But, like, I don't want to be involved with a Patrick Melton event at all.
So who's backing out?
The guy says pedo shit about kids.
That's redundant. That's redundant. He says pedo shit about elderly people. Fucking weird.
But if I can find a creative way to whoop his ass, I'll whoop his ass. it'll be fun. It'll be a bad look for me, but it'll be fun. Oh, someone says Josh Denny as the referee. Oh, please.
Shouldn't we get food trucks there and maybe the radio trucks could come? Did we just plan the best boxing? I'm going to write that down. We should get, dude, maybe Whistling Pete could come. Like, do you want to fight or do you want to have a carnival? Like, this is what he does. Like, it's so insane. And then he wants to pretend to be a boxer. It's fucking wild, dude. Hello?
Melton.
Yeah.
You know who this is?
I don't.
Who is that?
People are really retarded. Like, everyone thinks I know who they are when they call in, and then we have to do, like, a three-minute skit. Come on, you know. You're all dumb. Hello.
Why isn't this working? Can you hear me yet?
Yes, who is it? Get to your point.
It's Nick Regina, you turn.
Oh, fuck. All right, sorry. I didn't know. Everyone has such a fucking ego. I don't recognize. I don't know. You know who this is? I don't.
Why don't your testicles tingle when I call anymore? They used to.
Sorry. Yeah, so anyway, I haven't revealed what we talked about earlier yet, so don't blow anything up.
I never would. Well, I mean, there are things I would blow up, but not, you know, like mostly towers in New York. But so apparently I'm going to fist fight a newly armed snowman. Like, is that what's going on?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, this is a requirement that you're there.
Wait, so is this a situation where someone has requested my presence along with four other men to pound them down? This has happened before.
Yeah, I was about to say, you know, people have noticed because people make word clouds of his shows every day. He talks about you way more than April now.
He talks about me so much that, and he's like, I can't believe Nick Regina is out there every day, just every day talking about me. He must be so mad and seizing a day. But yes, I'm all of those things, but not because of talking about you. I'm that because of TV dinners as a child. What is going on? This man talks about me every day for 8 months. Like, Nick needs to shut up about me right now. Like, wait, what? And now I have to fist fight him because of his, like, harebrained concoction? Okay, I mean, I guess. Sounds good.
Well, I haven't revealed yet what we talked about, so I'm saving that for the end, so don't blow it up.
Okay, I'll try not to.
All right. Thank you.
I'm baffled. I'm baffled, man. Like, look, I'm basically like George Foreman and also Digstown combined into one massive super boxer with my immaculate record.
Well, he's getting nervous. He's getting nervous.
Boxers at the local gym.
He doesn't want to do this. He's getting nervous, and now he's starting to add like all the, oh, we should get a face painter and a balloon girl, and like he's just like adding all this other shit now to distract from the fighting.
Could you imagine if you'd done two stand-up acts at random bars in the middle of, like, Delaware, and you bombed both of them, and you're like, look, one night, Dave Chappelle challenged 8 comics to a joke-off, and all of them left home in wheelchairs from the raping that they got. Now I'm going to do that same thing to you, except you're going to die. It's like, wait, where is this confidence and bravado coming from?
I want to put...
The guy is a 6'3". He's a 6'3" bowl of pudding.
Yeah,
man.
But like you're short. You're a little guy, right? You're like officially 4'10" or something here. And so like when I'm 6'5", so I can just tell you like we're used to be looking down at everyone, being like, yeah, everyone's small, everyone's tiny. So Aaron's never seen me in person,
you know,
so he just thinks I look like a cake pop.
You know I'm 6'2" and a half, right?
No, like, I had no idea.
Oh, no, he's barely taller than me. He just carries around 60 pounds of pudding on him.
Got it.
Like, that's all. This guy is, he's in the shape of abstract.
Got it.
Like, I don't know where any of this comes from. I don't know where his bravado comes from. I've never seen him jog. Like this, he fancies himself a boxer, but he can't even spell cardio. I'm like, I don't understand. I've watched him spar people, right? Like I've seen it multiple times, and I'm like you're just a heavy bag with legs instead of a chain.
You're saying he's basically the goo inside of a lava lamp?
Right. And I'm like, I'm not a fighter, man. I like had my time with martial arts 25 years ago, but like, I'm not a fighter by any stretch of the means. I don't go around challenging people or saying like I could beat the hell out of them, but I'm like, I've watched you fight and I don't know where your braggadocio comes from. Like he's not good. The people he trains beat him at sparring.
Yeah. Children.
Routine. I mean, some children, yeah, but I'm talking about like, look, Aaron is 220 to 225 pounds when he's, you know, depending on how many Casey's breakfast pizzas he ate that day. But it's like, when he's quote unquote training people, yeah, I mean, if they put him against the middleweight and he swings full force and catches one on the chin, they might like get hurt a little bit. I've never seen this man put someone in physical distress. He's had the opportunity to. I have seen him get his fucking shit pushed in by the people he's training because, you know, he's a heavyweight and some guys are like 245, 250 farm boys and they start swinging, they catch him in the ribs. When this man was last at my house, he was recovering from a rib injury from getting hit one time.
Trying to suck his own dick.
With a guy. He's one punch landed clean on his ribs in a sparring match. Just one from a guy. And he's like, well, I picked the only white guy to spar with. But I probably shouldn't have because he was an actual amateur boxer. And the dude fucking caught him once and he was out for over 6 weeks. Like, Aaron, you're just a guy. Like, you don't get hit regularly. You don't hit people regularly. You barely hit a bag regularly.
I gotta get out of here. I gotta get out of here soon. So I can't. Can you call into this little piggy?
Probably.
Yeah. Call into this little piggy. I can't do this. I gotta wrap up soon.
Sorry to monopolize your show.
No, it's fine. But we'll be on at 1 or at 4 or whatever. I don't know what time. 5, 3 your time.
Sounds good, man. Can't wait to meet your wife.
Oh, gross. Bye.
See you later.
Fucking, I don't know why anyone would ever say that. That's fucked up. Sorry about that. We'll never let that happen again. Now I know his number. At one point, the toe was supposed to fight Blade as well. It never happened. Aaron put a lot of stipulations and want to win by 2 to get a boxing card. Yeah, I mean, that's going to come, right? Unlike April. Sorry.
That would be good. Get Josh in there. But I don't want to be anywhere near that fucking, you know, creepy. I don't know what he's doing. Is it a pedo convention? I don't know what he's doing.
Yes. Yeah. That's what it is. You don't know what it is. Remember when you wanted to come last year? You fucking idiot, but your boyfriend Gino kept looking at plane tickets and kept being reminded of how much or little money he has. It looks pretty cool. I want to go. Yeah, it's a pedo convention. You fucking idiot. You intellectually dishonest, hurt bitch. It doesn't make me look bad anymore. You have to know that. You look pathetic and hurt. Like, anyone who believed it is gone. So, you just keep saying it, and then people know how butthurt you are. It's kind of sad, in a way. So, yeah, man, it's a pedo convention. Uh-huh.
I don't want to be anywhere near it. Ugh. McBuster says,
I don't want to be anywhere near it, but I will come to Vegas and fight Melton during the event.
Ugh. Elton was not serious. Well, yeah, we know. Thank you to Numero Uno. Thank you to Toad Climbs Mountains. And thank you to Vadam. We got to get these opened up. We have a fucking shitload of clips that we got to get through. as we always do. Oh, wait, we got to move these back. I hate it when they...
We'll wait.
Like, at the beginning of the show, they open in order.
All right, so he's going through all the clips because he has to make sure there's nothing against him, and he comes across Corn Diffs.
And then after that, they open out of order, so I have to, like, manually adjust them. So here we go. Oh, is this the Mel Gibson thing? Oh, no. I was watching the Mel Gibson, Joe Rogan episode yesterday. And it's fascinating. I like Mel. I do. I think, like, I don't agree with Mel on everything, but I love that he stands for the shit he stands for. And I like that he, like, Rogan kind of pressed. Like, Mel Gibson's the real fucking deal. Stop. What's really sweet about Mel Gibson is you'll never know any way we can make a substitute. Listen, I thought Joe, I'd listen to the episode if I were you guys. Nick can't be there, but I really want to see you kick Melton's ass. Any way we can make a substitute. I don't know, man. It's really.
I don't know, man. I don't know if the boxing commission will let me kick Melton's ass without Nick there. It's like, tell me you miss a man's seed without telling me you miss a man's seed. You know, I like, Nick can't make it, a prior commitment. So can we have a substitute? We got plenty of guys. I don't know, man. Oh, you don't? I thought you wanted to come beat Patrick's ass anytime. But now if Nick can't be here, you're unable to kick my ass? Is it? Right.
Like, I got asked, what would it take for you to go there?
No, that didn't happen. Nope. I said I'd pay for your flight, hotel, travel, accommodation, food, all expenses paid. Come out, be a part of the event, and have fun. And we'll even pay you for it. Even share of what everybody else gets. We'll give you your own coupon code. TOE. No one said, what would it take? No one begged. I put out the most generous offer without even asking anybody else involved, giving you an even share of the event. All expenses paid. More, actually. I'm not buying anybody else's food. So, I gave you the most generous offer of Hackamania that I've ever offered anyone. And you turned it down. That's why I did it. To prove that you're a piece of shit. You heard that and said, Melton's begging me because tickets aren't selling. Yeah, tickets aren't selling so well that I have an extra $5,000 to spend on you. That makes sense. As if you're going to bring in $5,000 to sales. I mean, what world are we in? So no one begged and no one said, what would it take? No one. There was just an offer. There was a very generous offer. And then your response to that was, come fight me.
I listed what it would take for me to go there. Like, I love how I didn't even...
Listen to him. Really, he really believes this. They asked for a list of what it would take to get me to go there. No, he didn't. I asked for a list? I hate lists.
Can't be there, but I really want to see you kick Melton's ass. Any way we can make a substitute.
Also, listen to the reason he's not sure.
I don't know, man. It's really, like, I got asked, what would it take for you to go there? I listed what it would take for me to go.
So, he made his list, and then we go, yeah, Nick can't come. And then he goes, I don't know, man. I did say Nick should come. Yeah, he can't. Can we make a substitution? I don't know, man. I said Nick should come. Yeah, we know. Can we make a substitution for that? I don't know, man. They asked, and I made a list, and I said Nick. Right. Nick can't come. Can we get a substitution? I don't know. I did say Nick should. We heard you. The question is about that. He loves this. He loves this. Who's not a serious man?
Go there. Like, I love how I didn't even ask to be a part of this. And then I state what it would take for me. And they're like, oh, what are you trying to back out? No, I was never trying to walk in.
Right. Which is why you keep putting all these crazy stipulations on everything.
But if you're asking me what I would go to Las Vegas for, I'd go for three things: gambling, drinking, and whooping people's asses. That's about it. And I've always wanted to get in the ring at the Mayweather Boxing Club. That would be kind of like between that.
Imagine after he beats all of our asses, he's so fucking hyped up, he proposes a slam piece.
The wild card boxing gym. Ooh, maybe that's where we could do it. Or Big Bear in California. That would kind of be like my mecca of getting in the ring. So, that would be like to check that off the box, to have a boxing.
To check that off the box. Now he can't remember the word list. This is a real guy.
Match in Las Vegas, Nevada, that would be really fucking cool. But streaming me beating the shit out of Patrick Melton is just going to make me look bad. So I need, I want to make.
Why do it then? I mean, I can't even follow any of the logic. He's literally just like shook and making excuses left and right. No one's turned him down on anything.
Make it like a George Foreman style event. He asked me, what do you need to do this? I need a George.
I didn't ask you that.
Play the clip.
George Foreman style event. 4 or 5 opponents. One go, back to back to back. I'll try to carry all of them for 3 rounds. I'll try to tire myself out as much as possible. And also at the same time, try not to hurt these guys.
You just said you would beat my ass and you were going to hurt me. That it was an opportunity you were going to take. Make up your mind. Now you're going to try not to hurt us? But you don't trust me. Got it.
Except Melton. I'll fuck him up.
Okay. I want to make sure.
But the other guy.
What? Why? You don't have to answer. Why do you want to fuck me up? You don't have to answer.
Guys, you know, I don't want to hurt. Like, Carl's a little tiny guy, and I bet Carl's never thrown hands in his entire life. So, like, I should take it really easy on him if he were to agree to do it. Because I could, like, Carl could get seriously hurt in a boxing ring. Not killed, because you got headgear on. It's 18.
But those crow feet, what does he have? Club feet, crow's feet.
Ounce gloves, and he's not going to get killed. But, he, you know, cracked ribs, broken ribs.
Won't be the first time.
Broken nose. Like, all these guys, like, you got Carl. Who else does he have going
on? I don't know. You keep mentioning just Carl, so I'm starting to feel like.
Like Dick Masterson. These guys could get hurt. Patrick, I don't give a fuck about. He's a vile guy. And
because I made you feel. I need a jingle. I'm going to need a jingle. But maybe tons of them. I might have to get on Fiverr.
The horrible shit he said about children, all that other stuff. I don't care if he gets hurt.
First of all, you're allowed to say stuff. If your complaint about me starts with "he said," eat my ass.
But these other guys, like Tukey,
again, if you go like, "Hey, fuck 90 kids," he fucked 90 kids. I'd be like, whoa. I understand if you want a refund for your Hackamania ticket. He said, eat my ass.
Rocco, he could get hurt, man. That ain't
especially if he's not going to put down that puppet and just use Tukey's head as a glove.
Fucking, I ain't out there. Like, I don't feel any animosity towards those guys where I want to hurt them, you know? But I also, it's no fair. to Patrick or to anyone else if I go in there and just beat the shit out of him. That's boring. That's no fun.
And this is why you can't do it if Nick doesn't come?
So let's. So they asked me, what would it take for you to come out here?
We didn't! can you show us that email? Dude, they asked me. No one asked you to an event ever.
We'll give you money. We'll give you this. Come save our event.
Again and again, like, just why wouldn't you play that? Here's Melton begging me.
I want to be in your event. Stream it on my channel. We'll do like a Foreman 5. You
see,
know,
now it's streaming on his channel.
5-on-1 boxing event. You know? Let's go to our next clip. The minute I say yes, you guys. The minute I say yes. Red Bar with $5 says, cowering out by demanding impossible terms. How are they impossible terms? I love it. The minute I say yes.
He said yes. He said yes. I challenged him to a 5-on-1 boxing match, and he said yes, guys. Isn't that what happened? What the fuck is happening?
The minute I say yes to him asking me.
Right.
I never asked. All of a sudden, it's Cope. I think you guys might have a bit of a bias. Just a little bit.
Yeah, for truth. Guilty. Guilty.
Chad Buzemach said.
It's almost like you guys want to talk about what happened.
As you know, Nick can't make it. No, Patrick asked him if he would go. I don't know he can't make it.
It was in the same clip you said you watched.
Jesus. Jesus Christ. You know what it is? These guys are like, Aaron will never say yes. Aaron has shown numerous times he will say yes. The problem is the minute I say yes, you guys, Patrick goes, oh, no, I didn't really mean it. Come on. Come on, guys. Let's be honest about what this is. Let's be honest about what this is. It's the common Melton lie. It's make the offer, get the response you don't want, and then pretend it wasn't you that fucking backed out of the thing.
Classic Melton.
Nick can't go, and you still made it part of your rules. You asked what it would take.
Dude, you've got to show up at the gym with Bill Clinton. How am I supposed to do that? I don't know, dude. You said, what would it take? You said, come with one arm. You got to cut one of your arms off. No, you asked.
You asked what it would take. I told you what it would take. If you
also keep in mind, no one asked what it would take.
Can't meet the terms. I'll do what I was planning to do anyway that day, which was nothing involving you.
What a sick burn.
McBuster says, got him.
He couldn't remember what he was planning to do the day before Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day weekend. So you can't pretend you don't have it open.
Melton chicken out. I'm not even going to accuse him of chickening out. I don't think he was ever serious in the first place.
I don't think Melton was ever serious when he challenged me to that fight. So I offered you a plane ticket. And then I offered you pay and just come out, hang out. Your answer to that was, how about we have a 5-on-1 fight that you know Nick wasn't able to come to? And then you want money and a contract. This goes on, and this little piggy starts soon, so we'll go over the rest of it later. I told you it'd be a short one today.
But this is what I'll say. This is what I'll say. And I had conversation with Nick before the show to make sure we could do this. Okay. Nick has gotten out of his commitments as long as he can come here legally and leave the state. And there's no reason, he assures me there's no reason he shouldn't be able to. Again, it's not crazy for a YouTuber to want to go to a YouTube meetup. So even if it's in Las Vegas, guess what? Most conventions are. Of course, not most. But the point is this. I agree to all of it. I agree to all of it. Rocco agrees. Carl agrees. Nick agrees and has agreed to be here for it. Have your lawyer draft up a contract. If you cannot afford it, the fee for the contract will be appointed to you by me once it's drafted and you tell me the cost, so I know that you're serious. In this contract, if either one of us, nobody else, just you or me, the two of us, if either one of us backs out, we give the other party $10,000. That $10,000 needs to go into an escrow account to be held until the date of the fight, at which time, if both parties show up, it will be returned to each one of us. You will get $10,000 if I do not show up. Have your lawyers draft it. You can stream it on your channel only. Put up your little phone in your Gorilla Pod. No one cares, fag. We're all coming. We're all coming. That's me, Nick, Rocco, and Carl. We're all down. And we're adding a fifth spot. And we're auctioning it off on Hackamania. And this auction will be up as soon as the contract's signed. And you will fight five people just like George Foreman. Now what? Now what? I'll sign the contract. Get it popping. Everyone's in. Your channel. We're serious. Set it the fuck up. I agree to all your cartoonish fucking demands. And again, the money goes into an escrow. The money, if 10 is too rich for your blood, you tell me what. You tell me what. 5? 1? A day's goal? You tell me what, faggot. You tell me what. Who's fucking scared?
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit him yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
A question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick Melton faces have you stacking. And the low point is the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. Gonna make the taco pony party be a party of soul. To make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold. The family probably get arrested before they get down the road. Or stupid motherfuckers just got N. Now loaned other radio shows a straight bitch male crone. Talk shit on the youngins that nobody like pass. Have my homeboy lame prank call him fast. Have him thinking that he hates him like right before he berates him. In the way that he baits him, I put him right on blast. Like Patrick is an asshole and his show won't last. And every time I called it, he treated me like trash. He would abuse and berate me for the sake of some laughs. And the worst part was when he fucked your mother straight.